Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good luck and God.
Welcome to week 7 of the high school football season. Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Couldn't have asked for a better Friday night matchup than the one we have here for you tonight. Hillsborough Hawks on homecoming night are taking on the DeSoto Dragons. The Dragons coming in breathing fire, 4-2, four consecutive wins. How about that for Chris Johnson and the green and white? The Hillsborough Hawks trying to put behind them the loss, the triple overtime loss last week to the North County Raiders. Chance to right the ship once again, and what better way to do so and what a better night to do it on than facing the DeSoto Dragons, a rival who you know is coming in here looking to steal away a road victory from the Hillsborough Hawks, who have homecoming here tonight at Hillsborough. Got ourselves a beautiful setting. The sun, of course, dipping behind the trees off to our right. The bright lights are on, and the band is on the field for the Hillsborough Hawks. A little pregame performance here, sort of wrapping up the homecoming pregame festivity. So glad to have you with us. It's sure to be a party tonight here in Hillsborough. Excellent football for you. 4-2 DeSoto and 2-4 Hillsborough. Battle for the Mississippi Area Red Conference title. Hillsborough cannot win it, but they can at least get a share of it if they're able to knock off the Dragons here at home. As for DeSoto, looking for that outright conference title, first time since 2010, and definitely the first time under head coach Chris Johnson. It is a Fleeks Equipment pregame show, and we're happy to have you on board here this evening. I know the Cardinals are taking on the Washington Nationals in game one of the National League Division, or National League Championship Series, but maybe you can multitask and watch some Cardinals, listen to some football, get the best of both worlds. Joe Felker is my broadcast partner tonight. I am Matt Greenwood from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We got a chance to speak before the game to Hillsborough Hawks head coach Lee Freeman. So why don't we go ahead and take a little break here. When we come back, we'll hear what coach has to say about this matchup between Hillsborough and DeSoto. It's Jefferson County football week 7 of the high school football season here on KJF.
The annual J98 Blood Drive is Monday at the Farmington VFW and the Jefferson County YMCA in Festus. To reserve your time to donate, go to redcross.org. Donors will receive a t-shirt and snacks. Together, we can save lives. Please donate Monday at the J98 Blood Drive in Farmington at the VFW and in Festus at the YMCA from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Help us save lives by donating on Monday. Give blood. You can make a difference.
You are invited to a customer appreciation open house and barbecue Friday, October 11th from 11 until 1 at Enterprise Bank and Trust in Hillsborough. It's your chance to stop by, visit, enjoy lunch, and win prizes. And Brian May with Chapel Hill Mortuary will be manning the grill, plus regional radio will be there broadcasting. Enterprise Bank and Trust, Highway 21 in Hillsborough, saying thank you October 11th with a free customer appreciation barbecue luncheon.
Hi, Tiffany Sapaw Charlottesville here for Sapaw Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. Missouri's largest truck dealership, Sapaw Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, is having their largest truck sale of the year. We've marked down over 230 new 2019 GMC Sierras and Chevy Silverados to make room for the incoming 2020s. If you find a lower price elsewhere, Sapaw will beat it. That's our low price promise. No games, no gimmicks, just exceptional customer service and the best deal every time, guaranteed.
At Stonebridge, the Villas, they see their residents as more than people who need care. They see them as individuals, and they say it's a privilege to care for them as they age. The Villas offer skilled nursing, rehab care, and assisted living, featuring 24-hour care, giving peace of mind to residents and their families. With many floor plans to choose from, some even offer patios. They're a one-of-a-kind place for one-of-a-kind people. Discover more at StonebridgeSeniorLiving.com. Wolfmeyer Heating and Air Conditioning, located in House Springs, is ready to help you with all your heating and air conditioning needs. A family-owned and operated business for over 40 years, Wolfmeyer Heating and Air Conditioning specializes in air conditioning, furnace repair, and installation. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Call Wolfmeyer Heating and Air Conditioning for your in-home consultation today. 636-671-1037. And don't forget to visit their website and check them out on Facebook.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Matt Greenwood on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show, speaking to Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. All right, coach, homecoming week for you guys. All those activities you can put behind you now. It's time to focus on some football. Speaking of focus, how are the guys with that?
I think they're doing fine. It's business as usual right now, and we're trying to get better every week, and they seem to be taking care of their business right now. So we'll see.
You can always count on the intensity to be there for you guys, especially at home against tonight, a very good opponent in the DeSoto Dragons. Sort of balancing that intensity with play tonight, how do you guys go about winning this game?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. You have to play with some kind of emotion, and you have to carry that emotion through the game for 48 minutes. Four quarters of football is what we're looking to do here. We've played some pretty good quarters this year as a team, but I don't know that we've played four quarters yet as a unit. Even in the games that we've been fortunate enough to win, I don't know that we've played our best football yet, and we're still kind of looking for that, and maybe that'll happen tonight.
John Bennett, we saw against Festus, can carry this team on his back. Jackson Patterson got in on the scoring action there. You go with the youth movement to get some success, some great learning experience for these guys at a young age, isn't it?
Absolutely. And they're there for a reason. They work really hard. They've proven that they can go in and take licks there, for the last 7 weeks in a varsity schedule. I wouldn't say it's easy. So whenever they're out there fighting and battling for every inch they get, you got to be proud of them. Unfortunately, our record doesn't show the success that they have had, and our record doesn't show the actual ability of this team right now. And as a head coach, you just feel sorry for them as far as that's concerned, because the effort that they put into things, and it hasn't clicked yet, it hasn't paid off for us, and we need to try to get that fixed.
All right, well, tonight's a good night, huh, to do it?
Good place to start. We'll see.
All right, Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, joining us on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show.
Are you ready for warm weather? Ready to head out of town on a great vacation? Book a memorable one that the whole family will remember by calling McFarland Travel at 636-937-5679. The friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you book a warm and relaxing vacation. And that's what you deserve. They'd love to get your vacation plans rolling. Just call McFarland Travel today at 636-937-5679. That's McFarlandTravel.com.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
What was that noise? What's she out there doing? Flying around on her broom again. Clarissa, what are you doing on that new Hustler mower?
Easy, Mower Mouse. I'm taking it for a spin. Mowing the grass. Hello. It may be October, but mowing season isn't over. There's still plenty of grass to cut down, maintain, and...
And here, I thought you were out here flying around on your broom again. Turns out, you're just mowing and blowing out the competition.
That's right, Jason. Everybody deserves the fast-moving flight a Hustler mower provides and the low price we can offer here at Fliggs. That will blow out all the competition.
See us today at Fliggs Equipment in St. Genevieve on Highway 32 and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington, just off Highway 67. Online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Joe Felker, my broadcast partner tonight. We're at Hillsboro High School, home of the Hawks, as they welcome in the DeSoto Dragons. Probably not going to be a very warm welcome, as, of course, these two going head-to-head here, the two rivals, the next-door neighbors, if you will, and should be a fun atmosphere tonight, as right now we're going to take you to midfield for the new Arabank coin toss, where it is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank or go online at newerabank.com. That is member FDIC. Team captains on the field. DeSoto, the visitor, is lined up on the opposite side from us, from the press box here. And there's the coin toss. Hillsboro has their captains' backs to us. Looks like Hillsboro won the toss, and they have deferred to the second half, and we'll see what DeSoto elects to do with that decision. Referee signaling the deferment by Hillsboro. Ask the DeSoto captain, number 27, Garrett Harden, what he and the Dragons want to do. And they want to receive on the west end zone. So Hillsboro will get the second half kickoff. DeSoto will get the opening kickoff. So those team captains making the decision for DeSoto. We're number 55 and 56, Mitchell Appleton and Landon Porter, along with quarterback Briar Fisher, and then Garrett Harden was the one being spoken to by the head official as for who was going to receive the opening kick. So DeSoto is going to get the ball first, and that means Dominic Punjani and Briar Fisher and the DeSoto offense will be in action early on in this one. The captains, by the way, for Hillsboro were Austin Perez, John Mosley, Daniel McAllister, and James Weber. Looks like we have Ethan Rising and Caleb Coleman back to receive this opening kick for the DeSoto Dragons. For Hillsboro, it's going to be Mark Moore. No soccer tonight for Mark Moore. Instead, he'll be kicking the ball for the Hillsboro Hawks. Maybe a little storyline there from last week was Hillsboro lost by 6 points to North County in triple overtime. And if Mark Moore didn't have a boys soccer game to go to, possibly could have been there to kick the game, to kick two field goals to hopefully keep it tied.
So might have made a difference.
Line drive kick coming to the near sideline. Received there by Rising. Cuts across the 10 towards midfield. 15 hurdles the defender. 20 comes across the 30 and is brought down shy of the 35. By the way, that was the voice of Joe Felker, former varsity basketball coach for girls basketball at Hillsborough, and my broadcast partner for a majority of this season. Happy to have you with us again, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt. It's a great atmosphere here tonight.
Looks like it's going to be first down and 10 for DeSoto from their own 35-yard line. Again, Briar Fisher, the quarterback. Dominic Punjani is the lead tailback. Under center, Fisher takes the first snap of the game. Drops back, looks to throw right, and he's brought down from behind. A blindside sack for the Hillsborough Hawks. There go the Cowbells as Zach McNeese, the junior, able to bring down Briar Fisher for a loss of about eight. So a sack for Hillsborough on down number one of this rivalry match tonight. Second down and a long 18 to go for Briar Fisher and the Dragons. They've got 5 men blocking on the line. Fisher under center, fakes the pitch left, rolls to his right, throws to the sideline, and it's incomplete right around the line of scrimmage chain marker. Looks like the intended target there was number 11, John Whited. And so out of the gate, the Hillsborough defense applying great pressure on Briar Fisher and the receivers. And with that incomplete pass, it's going to be third down and 18.
If you're Hillsborough, you know you're expecting another pass here with this long yardage on third down.
Going three wide are the Dragons. One on the near side, two on the far side, operating right to left. Here comes the on rush. Fisher rolls to his right, gets the throw away, catches made shy of the 40, bouncing off one defender and finally brought down. Well shy of the first down marker was John Whited. They got about 9 yards back of the eight they lost on the sack. That's going to set up a, let's say, fourth down at about seven. So they got about 11 yards back. Still not enough for a first down. And that means the Dragons are going to be forced to punt the football. They're quickly onto the field. There's a high boot end over end along that far sideline. It's going to bounce and take a Dragon roll inside the 30. Continuing towards the 25-yard line as running away from the football, Austin Perez will let the Dragons down it around the 28. So officially marked down at the 26, and that's where Hillsborough will begin their first drive of the ball game. Coach, keys to victory for the Hillsborough Hawks tonight.
I think that not letting the moment get too big here, making sure that you're playing your game, focusing on this game here tonight, and we saw what they can do when they control the line of scrimmage and use those backs. That's what I think is going to be most important for them tonight.
Might be one of those nights tonight where nobody can hear themselves think. Should be a fun football game as the Hillsborough defense already shown strong. Under center for the Hillsborough Hawks will be Austin Perez, and he'll pitch it to his right, staying inside the tackles and being shoved backwards was number 43 for Hillsborough. So let's introduce to you for the first time tonight the freshman Jackson Patterson, gain of about 2. Hillsborough will huddle up. They'll take their time, 40-second play clock. They'll chew up probably about 35 seconds of every play clock as we approach the 10-minute mark here in the first quarter. It is scoreless as Hillsborough operating left to right. They've got the dipping sun to look at for just a few more seconds as night falls upon us. Under center with the I formation is Perez, the QB. 5 blocking linemen. He'll hand it off left. Running into his own blockers was Patterson, and then he loses the football, and Hillsborough is able to pounce on top of it. Everyone holding their breath for a quick second as Hillsborough is able to recover it. So Patterson can thank his lineman, Tyson White, the sophomore.
That's a heads-up play there. That would give DeSoto a lot of momentum and good field position.
Third down and about 7 as it looks like Patterson gained a yard before losing the football. He's the back once again. I formation set, John Bennett. The fullback blocking, man in motion left to right. They give it to him. Getting to the edge, coming to the Hillsborough sideline near the first down marker. Shoved out of bounds late. That was number 25 with the carry, Tyler Watson. And it looks like the down linesman on the opposite side of the field is standing right in line with the first down chain, and they're going to move him. So a Coldwell Banker holds the first down. The first one of the night goes to the Hillsborough Hawks. Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this town, and Hillsborough is moving the football. 8:55 to play in the first quarter. Still scoreless. They'll pump up the play clock back to 40 seconds, or back to 25, pardon me. First down and 10 coming for Hillsborough. Ball just inside the near hash as they operate left to right. Right around the 36-yard line. Safety for the Dragons standing on just a little part of the H, representing Hillsborough at midfield, and Austin Perez going to call a timeout for the Hawks. And so with that, we'll take a break ourselves. It's first down and 10 for Hillsborough as they have the ball on their own 36-yard line. We're back in 30 seconds on KJF.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Out of the timeout, first and 10 for the Hawks. Pitch to the left. There's Patterson running into the teeth of a Dragon defender as he'll pick him up and toss him down. Shy of the 45, that was number 8 on the tackle for the Dragons, Matt Kozlowski. But a pickup of 8 over that left tackle for Jackson Patterson. Matt Greenwood with you alongside me, Joe Felker. Austin Perez, the quarterback for Hillsborough, coming to the sideline for the play call. Trots back out towards the huddle. Here comes the fifth play of the Hillsborough drive, first one of the night. Inside of 8.5 to play in the first quarter, and it is scoreless. I formation set once again for the Hawks. Standing man off to the right of the right tackle. There's another little pitch to Patterson. He'll split the guard and the tackle on the right side. Pick up the first down on a gain of 3. And the chains will move once again. That's 2 first downs in the last 3 plays for the Hillsborough Hawks. And once again, the cowbells go. Hillsborough, very methodical. That is their offensive approach. They will not change it unless they are down by 3 touchdowns. But right now it's scoreless, so they don't have to hurry things up. They can take their time. By the way, loving the pink socks for Jackson Patterson, the tailback, showing him on the outside of his jersey. Here's Perez under center. Rolls to his right. Keeps it. Splits a tackle across midfield 45, stumbling forward to the DeSoto 40. And that's where they'll knock him out or knock him down. And that's a gain of 12 for the Hillsborough Hawks. And another first down. So option play there, Coach Felker, and Perez with the right one.
Yeah, made the right read on that, and this is the drive the Hawks were looking for.
So DeSoto's backs to the wall here. Hillsborough has it first and 10 at the Dragon 40. Ball placed inside or just on top of the near hash as they pitch it left. Patterson uses his quarterback Perez to push forward and trips over a defender at the 35 of DeSoto. They're going to mark him down to the 34. That's a pickup of 6, setting up a second down and 4. 7 plays, all runs for Hillsborough, 3 first downs so far. Those are your Presbyterian Manor first quarter stats. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Farmington, PresbyterianManor.org. Visit them to find out more info. Inside of 7 to play. Ball inside the 35, in between the hashes. Offset I formation, blocking fullback Bennett. Here's the snap. Perez, pitch to Patterson. Starts outside, cuts back inside. Near the first down mark around the 30 as he's brought down. And that is enough for a first down. DeSoto wearing their white tops, green pants with a little bit of white showing just above the thighs on both sides. They got their white helmets with the green Dragon logo. Green numbers and a black trim on the front and back. For the Hillsborough Hawks, they're wearing their all blue with double white stripes down the left and right side of the pants. And Jackson Patterson in style with pink socks. Two receivers stacked on the far side, operating left to right, the Hawks. Under center, Perez. Option play. Fakes the pitch to the right. Keeps it brought down by a couple of Dragon defenders, but not before picking up just a few yards. Second down and about six.
Number seven, Austin Perez.
We'll call it five.
That's going to bring up second down for the Hawks.
Ball just inside the near hash. As the Hawks continue left to right here in the first quarter, they send out one wide receiver. Two guys stacked to the left of the left tackle. Here's a pitch from Perez after the snap to Patterson. Patterson left side, runs into a Dragon wall, and falls sideways about 2 yards shy of the first down chain. Third down and about two coming up for the Hillsboro Hawks, and if I'm not mistaken, this is just their second third down play of the first quarter. 5:10 to go. 0-0 game. Hillsboro looking to strike first. When they do, they're dangerous. Offset eye formation once again under center Perez. They need a yard. They pitch it right. Jackson Patterson has the 2 yards, beg your pardon, and then some as he's wrapped up and roped down by number 24 for DeSoto, Allen Cavins. And that's another Hillsboro Hawk first down. Fifth first down of this drive. Everything looking good. Sands that second play where Patterson lost it for a moment, but had his teammate recover it for him.
Some really nice blocks by Perez, too, leading the way, which you don't traditionally see out of the quarterback position, but he's made a difference in this drive already.
Got a feeling they're running the football here, Coach.
I think you'd probably be right.
Offset eye formation as it looks like they're going to run left. Instead, they hand it right. And running into the DeSoto defense and getting wrapped up around the ankles was Patterson once again. Gain of about three. That was the 12th play of this drive. And Coach Felker, it's interesting because on the second play, they could have turned it over.
Right.
And we're talking about a whole new story here. Yeah, DeSoto recovers that fumble.
Exactly. Not only losing the ball, but the field position they would have gave them.
So instead, the Dragons facing a tough stand here defensively. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball at the DeSoto 16. Once again, a pitch to the right for Patterson. Following his blockers over the right tackle inside the 15 towards the 10. Finally brought down just inside the 10-yard line. And that is a first down at the moment. I think John Bennett might have gotten himself hurt.
I think they're going to be about a yard short.
Okay, so it's just...
Looks like they're... Yep.
Just outside the 9-yard line for the Hillsboro Hawks. Third and one coming up. Austin Perez, as he's done all quarter, coming to the sideline, getting the play call, hustling back to the huddle, relaying the message. Every guy claps out of the huddle. Third down and a long one to go. Hillsboro looking to strike first. Offset eye formation set. Perez, the QB, under center, takes the snap, pitches it right. Patterson's got the first down over the right tackle, slightly outside towards the five, and that's where he's brought down for a gain of four and another Hillsboro Hawk first down. Clock stops for a brief moment for the chains to be set. It's a first and goal situation for Hillsboro. On the Hawk four, they'll send out one wide out, and that is number 82, Tristan Jones. Offset eye formation once again. Pitch to the left, Patterson. Perez creating a hole, and Jackson Patterson takes it in for six. The QB helping his guy out, as well as the O-line, and with 2:52 to play in the first quarter, Hillsboro on the board on a 5-yard touchdown run by Jackson Patterson.
Yeah, Patterson, 12 carries on that drive, 52 yards.
Crazy.
That was a very slow, methodical drive, just like the Hawks like it.
Hillsboro, even with Mark Moore on the squad tonight, is going to go for the two-point conversion. And why not? They're only 3 yards away from an extra two points. Oh, my goodness, what a nice play as it's an end-around. Off after a fake pitch and taking it in, Tyler Watson. He got tripped up on the way there, but he stumbled forward and just got the nose of the ball across the line before his knee touched. And just like that, Hillsboro leads 8-0 with 2:52 to play in the first quarter. It's Hillsboro, DeSoto, and Jefferson County football on KJEP.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeFoe, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the outer service road just south of the Ludington exit.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms.
All right, Charlie, it's never going to
be
longer.
Why settle for ordinary when you
can
be part of greatness?
While the game action's going on, keep that in mind.
Mineral,
we'll come
area,
back to nothing. Just as soon as you add in.
Become a Cardinal today.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400. KJF, Mark Moore to kick it deep for the Hillsborough Hawks. Left to right it goes. It will land on top of the goal line on the opposite side of the field as Caleb Coleman and Ethan Rising let it bounce. And it rolls to the back of the end zone for a touchback. Time for your Gilster Mary Lee Drive recap. Hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses included. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. 15-play drive covering 74 yards. The Hawks punch it in on a 5-yard touchdown run by Jackson Patterson. 2-point conversion good. They lead 8-0. It'll be first and 10 for the Dragons at their own 20-yard line, moving right to left with 2:52 to play in the first. Under center, Fisher hands it off right. A little gap there for number 27 as he dives over the defender. And that is Garrett Harden. So we have yet to see Dominic Punjani in the ballgame for the Dragons. Solid run, though, of about 6 yards. It'll be second down from the DeSoto 26. Dragons huddling up. Landon Porter is a big dude on the line. Mitchell Appleton trying to compete with him size-wise as they'll be blocking in this run attack for the Dragons. Here's a handoff to the left, and Harden fighting off defenders. Here comes the third one to bring him down. I beg your pardon, that was number 23, Cameron Brooks. And Brooks was driven sideways and slightly backwards for a loss of one on the play.
He was met almost right at the point of contact there, right whenever the handoff occurred.
So inside of 2 minutes of play in the first quarter, 8-0 Hawks, and the clock has been stopped. Nope, beg your pardon, it's going. But DeSoto's taking their time. Only have 13 seconds on the play clock. They just now break huddle. Ball on the near hash, operating right to left DeSoto, 6 seconds. They haven't been set just yet. Shotgun formation now, 3 wide on the far side. Here's Fisher, the quarterback, with a keeper decision, and that's the wrong one as they wrap him up in the backfield for a sack, or excuse me, a loss on the play since he did decide to run the ball. They lose 2 yards, and going from second down and three to fourth down and five, not what Coach Johnson was looking for.
Nice play there by Mosley and McAllister to get in the backfield and hold on for that tackle.
Austin Perez back to receive the punt. And it's a low line kick that just went over the blocking line. It will roll to the Hillsborough side. And to about the 42-yard line, and diving on top of it was Ethan Rising. That ball probably would have rolled a little bit further downfield. But
I think maybe he thought it got touched. He was trying to recover it.
Maybe so. I don't know. 55 seconds left in the first quarter. It is 8-0. Hillsborough on top. Alpha Media Farmington encourages you to help. Let me start that over again. Alpha Media Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes the DeSoto School District, as well as Baker's Automotive in Hillsborough. Also want to thank Applebee's of Farmington, Coldwell Banker Holsey in Farmington, Cole Stratter and Equipment of Farmington, and Comptree of Festus.
I think there was some debate. Yeah, they're giving the ball to DeSoto, it looks like.
So the officials are claiming that the ball was touched by the Hawks, and it is DeSoto football. I'm wondering if the kick grazed, the punt grazed one of the Hillsborough Hawks.
There was a player that was running alongside the ball as it skipped on the ground, which is a smart play if you're DeSoto to jump on that. He must have saw that, and that's why That's why he jumped on it.
All right, so it's a recovery for DeSoto after Hillsborough touched the punt and did not fully recover it themselves.
Coach Freeman, good. That's like completing a 32-yard pass there for DeSoto.
Yeah, pretty much. New set of downs and everything.
Right.
Coach Freeman has his headsets off.
Understandable.
Still barking at the officials as they push him back towards his own sideline. It's going to be a long conversation, I feel like,
until
the officials are tired of talking to him. But so right now we're looking at a DeSoto football on the turnover there by Hillsborough. So as we wait with bated breath for what the ultimate decision is going to be, of course, there's no replay or anything like that, so it's all the officials sort of seeing things and collaborating and conversing and seeing who saw what and how are we going to explain this to Coach Freeman of the Hillsborough Hawks.
Sure, and if you're the officials here, you have to be sure that you had it right, and then, you know, they got together and talked about it, so they make their decision and stick with it.
All right, so Coach Johnson's going to be happy with that. Maybe not so much with the offensive flow, as his offense has been stumped so far tonight by the Hillsborough defense, which looks as good as any at this point. So it is DeSoto football. It's going to be first and 10 on the Hillsborough 43-yard line.
Make note, that's a huge play. I mean, Hillsborough is going to get the ball back, try to finish out the quarter and put together a drive.
Three wide on the near side for the Dragons as they operate right to left. Shotgun set for Fisher, 5 yards behind the line. Takes the thigh-high snap, rolls to his left. Still rolling, coming to the Hillsborough sideline. Will throw the football that way, and it's caught by Levi Fisher, his brother. Levi Fisher spins off the Hillsborough defender, loses the football. Hillsborough players, defense, saying they've got it. The sideline saying the Hawks have it. There's still a fight down on the turf for the football. No signal yet from the officials. Levi Fisher trying to make an extra effort. May have cost DeSoto possession. Still waiting. Still no signal. The officials have walked away from where the fumble was.
Yeah, there is no signal.
It's DeSoto football. And there go the boo bells, along with the cowbells. We'll see how long Coach Freeman barks at the officials for this one. Obviously, we're shielded by the standing players along the Hillsborough sideline, so we couldn't tell you if the call was right or wrong. But it's a first down for the Dragons on the pass play. Briar Fisher to his brother, Levi Fisher. Shotgun set once again, four wide, and a whistle goes at the snap. I thought there was a false start, but no. Briar Fisher is wrapped up in the backfield.
There was about eight guys coming through the line there, counting the linemen and the linebackers on a blitz there.
It looked like Fisher was on the keeper, and so with him becoming a runner, we'll call that a run play and a loss.
Loss of three for the Dragons.
So a loss of three, as you might have heard the PA guy saying. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. Hillsborough's leading the DeSoto Dragons 8-0 after the first 12 minutes. It's DeSoto football, second down and 13 on the Hillsborough 28 when we come back in 1 minute on KJUP.
There's no need to be scared of flu season. Just say boo to the flu and head over to Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy for your flu shot. It's the perfect way to protect you and your family, and no appointment is necessary. Just pop in when you have time, and we will have you on your way in just a few minutes. Cash prices are available, or we're happy to bill your insurance. We know you have better things to do than be stuck at home with a nasty case of the flu. Come see us at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Joe Felker, my broadcast partner tonight in Hillsboro. Rivalry match week 7 of the football season. Alpha Media Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes the Doe Run Company of Park Hills, Fleegs Equipment in Ledington and St. Genevieve, Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, and the Jefferson County Family YMCA of Festus. Also want to thank DeSoto School District for sponsoring us and Baker's Automotive for showing their support for the Hillsboro Hawks. 8-0, like I said, Hillsboro in the lead. Second down and 13 for DeSoto. Shotgun set, fake handoff. Briar Fisher QB rolls right and now pitches it to his right at the very last second and charging forward Cameron Brooks to the near sideline before he shoved out of bounds after a gain of about 8. So there are two guys right on top of Briar Fisher. He pitches it as he goes down, and Cameron Brooks alertly just sprints forward, hangs onto the football, and gets 8 yards for the Dragons.
It looked like the Hillsboro defense had him right where they wanted him. A nice play there by Fisher to pitch that, even though it was at the last second. Great job by his running back to be aware of that. Excellent job to pick up some yardage there. It did not look good at the start.
Third down and about 5 coming for the Dragons. Looks like they're going 3 wide, 2 on the far side. Here's Fisher rolling to his left. Pitches to his left on a reverse effort. 2 flags come flying in. As brought down was Ethan Rising. And we're probably going to get ourselves a hold here on the Dragons. It is. And so with that, Coach Freeman, if he elects to take the penalty, it'll be 3rd down and 15. If he decides to decline it, it would be 4th down and about 6 or 7. Looks like maybe they lost a couple of yards on that play. Well, DeSoto, Coach Felker, is known for throwing the football. Yeah. They have some athletic guys in Levi Fisher and Ethan Rising along the sideline. So if you're the head coach, what are you doing?
This is tough. If the official's standing where the ball is and it's going to be 4th and 10, or like you said, 4th and 15, 4th and 18, I mean, I think I would go ahead and push him back. I'd rather have some extra yardage there. Trust my defense to get another step.
Let's see what the decision is. The head ref says no, decline penalty. So 4th down, and yes, it's a loss of 4. So it's 4th down and 9, and now it's up to Coach Johnson. The pressure's on him to decide, are we going to try to kick a field goal or go for it on 4th and 9? I believe he'll send the offense back out. But yeah, we also thought Coach Freeman might decline the penalty or accept the penalty.
Wrong on that one.
But he still has to have trust in his defense because it's a 4th and 9 play. So Cameron Brooks and Briar Fisher are on the field along with Ethan Rising and Levi Fisher. Levi Fisher is the wideout on the far side of the field. 4th down and 9 conversion attempt. Fisher starts right, now looks to his left, fires towards the back of the end zone. A bobbling catch is made for 6. Briar Fisher, as he likes to do, finds his brother Levi for the touchdown. A 29-yard completion, and the Dragons are on the board. So whether they accepted it or declined it probably wasn't going to change anything. Jackson Patterson, the freshman, beaten on the right on the route there by junior Levi Fisher. Extra point coming for the Dragons, and it's blocked. It's a bad snap and a bad hold, and the Hillsboro special teams comes up with a nice little stop there to hold the Dragons at 6. But we do have a new score. It's Hillsboro 8, DeSoto 6, 11:20 to play in the second quarter. We're back in 1 minute on KJF.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
You love to shop with Patsy.
Hi, this is Chris with Patsy's Furniture, inviting everyone to stop by and help us celebrate Patsy's Furniture's 17th year anniversary. We have enjoyed meeting you and want to say thank you. Come in for some refreshments, put your name in for some great giveaways, and shop around the store full of beautiful furniture for your home. Use our 2-year no interest or no credit needed financing.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Starting at the 25, Austin Perez takes a kickoff, runs from the near sideline towards the middle of the field. As we're back in action here, looked like he might have some space up the middle, but it was closed down quickly as the Dragons only allowing Perez to get about 15 yards on the return, but still good field position for the Hillsboro Hawks. It's going to be first and 10 from their own 41-yard line.
If you're Hillsboro, you're just regrouping here, even though you gave up that score and had a couple plays that didn't go your way. Try to put together a drive just like you did the first time. Eat up some clock, stick with your game, see if you can get down and punch another one in.
8-6 the score. One's on the clock across the board. It's 11-11 to go, just to clarify. Hillsboro moving right to left, ball between the hashes. Under center Perez, extra man blocking on the right side. Here's a pitch to the left, Patterson. Little stutter step and puts his hand out along the back of his left tackle and falls forward for a couple of yards. You're going to give him about two yards. So second down and 8 coming for Hillsboro. By the way, time for a Gilstermary lead drive recap on that last drive for the Dragons. It goes 5 plays on the 5th one. It was a 4th down and 9 that Briar Fisher found his brother Levi Fisher in the back of the end zone on a pass for 6. Under center Perez once again pulls it out of the belly of Bennett and pitches it left to Patterson. Patterson has space along the sideline. He's got great speed across midfield. 40, 30, 25. DeSoto Dragons catch up to him and bring him down around the 21-yard line. A fake handoff option pitch. Perez chooses the right option as Patterson had a lot of space in front of him. Very good job, Coach Felker, for the Dragons to catch up, though.
Yeah, that could have been a lot worse. It looks like he had a lot of space there on the sideline. Nice play by the DeSoto defense. But, again, if you're Hillsboro, that you're sticking with your game. If you pick up 3 or you pick up 30, that's what you're going for, that run game.
Yep, 36-yard gain for Jackson Patterson of the Hawks, and if he continues to work tonight the way he's done so far, he's going to reach 100 easily. Here's the handoff into his belly. Patterson with a burst of speed right side into the second level, falls forward over the Dragon defender, and is going to be just a couple of yards shy of the first down. Looks like the second down marker is about 3 yards shy of the first down chain. So second down and 3 coming for Hillsboro on the DeSoto 14-yard line. Hawks looking to respond after giving up a 4th down and 9 conversion, which resulted in a touchdown as well. .922 clock rolling, 5 seconds on the play clock. Under center Perez, a very low squat. Snap, give, left side. Patterson is wrapped up in the backfield. No space for him. Good pursuit by the Dragons. One of the guys bringing him down, number 43, Will Rector, the junior linebacker.
Third down for the Hawks.
Loss of 2 on the play. Call that a loss of 1. Here comes the 5th play of the drive for Hillsboro. They're huddled up around the 25. They break it. 15 seconds on the play clock. 8:45 on the game clock in the second quarter. Extra man blocking behind the left tackle as they operate right to left. Here's Perez taking the snap, going to the right, half space. He's wide open. Spaces for Austin Perez. And he'll scoot right into the end zone. 15-yard touchdown run, Austin Perez. He took the snap. He lowered himself behind his blockers. Dragons couldn't see him. And then he burst out of the little pocket to the right side and had no one near him as he crossed the goal line for 6.
Yeah, that whole right side was just wide open. There was no offensive player or defensive player there. A lot of green grass.
Hillsboro going for 2. Under center press. Pitches it right. Patterson splits his blockers into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. And Hillsboro leads it 16-6 with 8:33 to play. You're listening to the Hillsboro DeSoto rivalry match on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Accessible healthcare is having offices close to home with services like dental care, primary care, and behavioral health services. Affordable healthcare is having someone to help you with Medicaid and Medicare applications and offering an income-based sliding fee scale. At Comtree, we want our community to know they can be healthier and happier. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Mark Moore for the Hawks with the knuckle kick downfield. Returned by Ethan Rising over the left side, up to the 30, across the 35. Slips a tackle, 30, close to the 40, pardon me. Flag comes flying in about 5 yards behind him. And it looks like this one's going to be a penalty on DeSoto. Not wasting any time between scores, getting the kickoff going. A couple of officials discussing the flag.
We have yet to see Austin Romaine tonight, I believe.
That's very true. And we haven't seen John Bennett carry the football. He's been blocking but not carrying.
Right.
By the way, the oh my was in response to the personal foul called against the Hillsboro Hawks. So couldn't quite tell what was happening behind the run of Rising. But DeSoto's going to have the football. It appears on the Hillsboro side. It's going to be first down and 10. From the Hillsboro 45-yard line for the Dragons, so good field position for him. By the way, last drive for the Hillsboro Hawks, five plays, five runs, capped off by a 15-yard touchdown run from the QB, Austin Perez. Two-point conversion good on the pitch out to Jackson Patterson. It's 16-6, Hawks. First and 10 for the Dragons. Ball on the blue H near midfield around the 45. There's Briar Fisher out of the shotgun set, hopping around in the backfield. Now charges forward towards the 45, 44, finally wrapped up, falls on the body of the Hillsboro Hawk defender, but picks up 2 yards first.
Wasn't sure if he was down. There was no whistle. I thought he just maybe was on the defensive player. I'm not sure what the high school rule is on that. See that sometimes in college or pros where they just roll over the defender and they don't actually touch the ground.
Yeah, I think there was enough of his momentum being stopped that they decided to rule him down. But yeah, I didn't see his knee or hand touching the turf there. Here's Fisher back to throw, pressure in his face, scoots away from it left side, will take a shot deep down the field, in stride, the catch is made, and that is a touchdown as John White had made the catch and crossed the goal line for six. 43-yard touchdown connection. Briar Fisher gets his second one of the night as Whited able to hang on just long enough to have the touchdown count. He lost it at the very end. It rolled to the back of the end zone, but the official right on the goal line said that he had possession, crossed the line with the football in hand, and that's a good touchdown for the Dragons. What a great throw from Briar Fisher. Have mercy.
Yeah, that was man. That was impressive.
He was rolling to his left, which is taking his momentum away from the side that he throws on. He's a righty, so he was falling left and threw it deep downfield, perfectly in stride. Now going for two of the Dragons. Fisher dancing around in the backfield, and his dance move stopped there by the Hillsboro Hawks swarming defense, and so the two-point conversion fails, and DeSoto trails 16-12. But what an exciting pass play, Fisher to John Whited. For six, and the Dragons, with 7:33 to play in the second quarter, are down by four. We're back in 30 seconds on KJ.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
My name is Riley Nager, and I play wide receiver for the St. Pius Lancers. This is high school football on KJF.
Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJF. Thank you, Riley Nager. It is 16-12, your new score, as DeSoto just got a 43-yard touchdown pass. Briar Fisher to John Whited on a broken play. And here we go, kicking left to right. Number 10, Austin Castile. Well, the kickoff will land right in front of Perez. Perez picks it up, goes towards the middle of the field, 25, near the 30, dances around a tackle, and pushed down at the 33.
Number 7, Austin Perez.
So Hillsborough will have their first drive of the second quarter. I beg your pardon, second drive of the second quarter.
Next time out.
And Hillsborough is going to huddle up along the near sideline.
Looks like he spotted Romain here on the sideline. Looks like he is not dressed out.
I guess with the binoculars, you know what he looks like, don't you?
Yeah, well, he's wearing his jersey, too. So
oh, is he? Oh, okay.
But I do know what he looks like.
That, too. They're both working for you there. 5 seconds on the play clock. Snap. Perez, handoff, left. Patterson, rather, over the left guard and wrapped up by number 43 after a gain of a couple. Will Rector brings down Patterson. We'll call that about a 3.5-yard gain.
Well, you called it earlier, Matt, that put Patterson at 100 yards even on the night, 17 carries.
Yeah, I can't recall too many plays where he's not carrying the rock for the Hawks. Second down and 6-4 Hillsborough, operating right to left, ball at the 36 in between the hashes under center. Perez fakes the give, rolls to his right. Dragon defense not fooled at all. Hanging on to the shirt tail there was number 52 for the Dragons, finally able to bring him down, and that is Chase Greenlee, a senior defensive end, and that's going to be maybe a gain of 2 on the play. So third down and 4 coming up for Hillsborough. Hawks looking to win this game and get a share of the Mississippi Area Red Conference. 8 seconds on the play clock, approaching the midway point of the second quarter, 16-12 Hillsborough. In a run formation, it's an offset eye. Here's a handoff, Patterson. Patterson follows his blockers up the middle, gets about 2.5. It's going to bring up a fourth down and a long one, though. And this will be the first fourth down of the evening for the Hillsborough Hawks.
It's going to be fourth and 1 for Hillsborough.
This is a big play here, too. Field position on the line. Keep a drive going if you're the Hawks.
By the way, a win for the Dragons tonight would give them the outright Mississippi Area Red Conference title. First time they'd win a conference crown since 2010. Going for it, Hillsborough. Fourth down and 2 play. Option pitch to the left, Patterson. Patterson into a Dragon wall and then shoved backwards, but it looks like his forward momentum in the nose of the ball carried him just across the first down chain, and they will move them.
That play's good for the Hawks. First down!
That was a great push there by the Hillsborough line, especially number 70, Jordan Jarvis. Really nice play from the left tackle spot.
So with 5:05 to go, fresh set of downs for Hillsborough. Ball in the near hash as they operate right to left. That is west towards the east. Bright lights on here at Hawk Stadium. Handoff, Perez. Snap to Perez, fakes the handoff, then runs into a brick wall. Takes a little late shove. Whistle's coming. No flag, though. Coming into that standing pile was
there
number...
There is a flag. Can't quite see it.
Okay. I saw Will Rector come in late and give Perez an extra shove.
That's what I saw, too.
Looks like maybe the officials did catch it. We do. We have a dead ball personal foul called on the DeSoto Dragons. So number 43, Rector, got caught. Good eyes there by the officials. It's going to give Hillsborough an extra 15 yards. And the ball is going to be placed on the DeSoto 40. So each team with a couple of personal foul penalties. Of course, both coaches will have a word with those respective players that got called for it during halftime. But right now, Got some more football action to worry about. Under 5 to play in the second quarter. 16-12, Hawks have the lead. Snap to Perez, handoff left. Patterson trips as he crosses the 40. And just enough momentum to carry him for an extra 3 yards when he should have been down at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be second down and 6 coming from the DeSoto 36. By the way, update on the National League Championship Series. Game 1, Nationals, Cardinals. It's Nationals 1, Cardinals nothing, top of the third. One wide out for Hillsboro, extra man, on the far side. Extra man blocking on the near side. Handoff once again to Patterson. Patterson splits the B gap and runs into Will Rector. Falls down after a gain of 2. So Hillsboro not getting as many big runs as they were in the first quarter, but still moving the football well enough to set themselves up for good third and fourth down situations.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, picking up 3 and 2 and 4 yards here, but could really control on the clock.
Approaching 3.5 to go in the first half. 16-12 Hillsboro. It's been a good football game so far. Here's Perez rolling to his right with the keeper. Gets an extra block on the outside, 35. Towards the DeSoto sideline, 30. Throws his shoulder into a DeSoto Dragon defender and falls out of bounds. First down for the Hillsboro Hawks on that run by Austin Perez.
Got to appreciate maybe that extra effort there.
Maybe a first down. I don't know. The ball spot looked like he was a couple inches shy. I thought he had it. I'm going to call him a yard shy. So second, fourth down coming for Hillsboro. 15 seconds on the play clock, and Austin Perez having a sprint to the other side of the field. As might the ball's placed on that far hash, and yes.
Be a lot of contact here on this one.
5 seconds to go. Are they going to call a timeout or go for it? Fourth and 1.
Yep,
timeout is being called. The near side linesman rushing out to the field to blow the whistle and let it be known to the fans here in attendance that we do have ourselves a timeout. So 2:55 to play in this first half. 16-12 Hillsboro with the lead. It's a fourth down and 1 situation just outside the 30. We'll go ahead and keep it here and thank some of our sponsors allowing us to come out and broadcast this football game tonight. That includes the DeSoto School District as well as Baker's Automotive in Hillsboro. Also want to thank the UPS store in Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, and Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. All right, so we've had a couple of touchdown runs for the Hillsboro Hawks. We've had a muffed punt, if you will.
Right.
We've had an incredible off-balance throw from the quarterback, Briar Fisher, hitting his guy in stride. Controversial touchdown on said pass and catch by John Whited as he lost control of it in the end zone. The linesman there said that he had a possession while crossing the goal line, so the touchdown stood despite everyone here at Hillsboro High School saying, there's no way. So it's been a unique game to say the least, and that's what we like. Under center, Perez going forward on fourth and 1, the Hillsboro Hawks, and it looks like the Dragons on the give to Patterson have stuffed him short. We'll see. The near side linesman has him down at the 32. They needed to get to the 30. Beg your pardon, it's spotted at the 31, but still a yard shy of the first down. And the Hillsboro Hawks now move to 1-for-2 on fourth down conversions as they're unable to get that 1 yard. And the Dragons have potential to take a lead here after the turnover on downs.
Just going through the numbers here, I think that might have been the first time that the Hawks did not pick up positive yardage on a play all night. So great stand there by the DeSoto defense.
DeSoto has the football operating left to right, starting at their own 31-yard line. Under center, Fisher looks like they're going to try to run out the clock here to give to the left side. And immediately met in the backfield with Harden. No gain on the play.
Tackle from number 70, Jordan Jarvis.
So Coach Johnson will try to kill some clock here, maybe get the ground game going a little bit, put himself near midfield in a couple of plays, and give your quarterback, Briar Fisher, a chance to throw the football. But we'll see here. Second down and 10 play. Looks like they're going to throw it. Fisher out of the gun, rolling to his right. Has Harden blocking in front of him, coming to the near sideline, makes the throw, catch is made across the 40 by Ethan Rising, and he's going to be a yard shy of the first down marker. Gain of 9, though, on the connection.
Fisher is really good at buying time and waiting, and his receivers do a nice job of finding open soft spots there and making themselves available.
Third down and 1 for DeSoto. I agree. He's making some incredible plays here tonight. The one where he hit the guy in stride for 6 was him just sort of scrambling around,
right,
buying time, and finally had just enough of that time to get a pass
off.
There's a good push
from the Hillsborough line, and he's just getting out of the pocket and buying time.
1 second on the play clock. Did DeSoto get a timeout in time? Yes, they did. Chris Johnson charging down the sideline a good 15 yards to get that timeout in. It's about to be a delay of game. Let's go ahead and break away from the action here. It's 3rd down and 1 for DeSoto. They're down 16-12, 3rd down and 1 on their own 40-yard line. We're back in 30 on KJF.
Baker's Automotive Service is located on Highway 21 in Hillsboro. If you're needing routine maintenance work on your vehicle or need a little customization, take it to Baker's Automotive Service. They can install new brakes, shocks, clutches, Jasper engine, and Jasper transmission work. Baker's Automotive Service. Expect quality service on all your vehicle repairs. Call for your appointment today. Baker's Automotive Service in Hillsboro, 636-337-5775.
I'm Ethan West, and I play guard and defensive tackle for the Windsor Owls.
Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Joe Felker, my broadcast partner tonight. It's homecoming for the Hillsboro Hawks. DeSoto looking to spoil it here this evening. Still got a whole second half to go. Still got 2:05 to play in the first half. And DeSoto has it 3rd down and 1. Ball on the near hash as they're moving left to right on this drive. Hillsboro looking to make a stand defensively and go into the break with a lead. Levi Fisher, who has a touchdown catch tonight, is lined up on the near sideline. Two receivers stacked on the far sideline. There's a quick snap by the Dragons. Moving forward up the middle for the first down is the quarterback, Fisher. Needed one, got two. That's a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Clock begins to wind once again. 2 minutes left in the first half. DeSoto trying to get a touchdown to take the lead going into the break. Three wide on the far side. Snap to Fisher, chest high. Rolls to his left. Now tucks it. Sprints past defenders in the backfield. Midfield, 45. Along the hash is 40 to the 35, 30. And he's met just outside of the 25-yard line on the far sideline. But a huge gain there by Briar Fisher. And once again, the quick feet and the buying time aspect of his game helps him out there for a big gain.
Eventually, when you can throw the ball like he can, you're going to create some space. He did a great job of making that read there.
Trying to do math on the fly here.
I think it was 28.
All right, we'll go with that. 90 seconds to play in this first half. The Dragons down 4, 5 seconds on the play clock. 3 wide on the near side, operating left to right. The Dragons fumbling the snap with Fisher. Now has possession, rolls to his right, throws it to the out man. And the catch is made for a first down. Shielded by the official there for a second. That is number 9 for the Dragons, Caleb Coleman. Back to back to back first down plays for the Dragons. 2 by ground and 1 by air. 1:16 to play in the first half. Clock stops briefly. I think Coleman may have gotten out of bounds, so it will stay there until the next snap. Briar Fisher trotting from the sideline to the huddle on the near side. Ball placed on the hash at the 18 of Hillsboro. Fisher in the gun. Off his left hip is Brooks. Fisher looking left. Fires down the middle. It's overwided, bobbled, and intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone for a touchback. Wided could not hang on to it. And making the pick was number 22, Gabriel King.
Interception for number 22, Gabe King.
So John Whited had it on his fingertips, kept the ball alive as he tried to bring it down for the touchdown. Would have been a touchdown if he made the catch, but no. Stealing it out of off his fingertips was number 22, Gabriel King. And that will preserve, at this point, the four-point lead for Hillsborough in this first half.
Great concentration there by King.
Yeah, those tip drills paying off.
Yeah, exactly.
70 seconds left in the first half. Hillsborough takes over at their own 20. Six men blocking. Handoff right. Jackson Patterson across the 30, 35, 40. Dragon defenders to the 45, and a flag comes flying in around the tackle.
A face mask, I would guess.
Keep wanting to combine Jackson Patterson's first and last name.
Right.
Call him Paxson or Jatterson or something. But not Jackson Patterson.
That was a great run.
Maybe a horse collar or a face mask, something.
Yeah.
But I get the sense it's going against DeSoto.
Yeah, there was only DeSoto guys there.
Let's see. Yep, face mask.
Oh, Hillsborough.
Hillsborough. So did Patterson grab a hold of the face mask of the Dragon defender while he was
running the ball?
Pulling him with him?
Maybe.
I mean, you can use your hand to shove a guy in the face, but you can't grab onto it.
Right. Interesting.
So it's a spot foul. First down, Hillsborough does keep the first down.
14-yard pickup on that.
That winds up, yep, being a 14-yard gain. So first down and 10 from the Hillsborough 34. Was a 24-yard gain. Now it's going to be backtracked to a 14-yard pickup. Interesting. Two guys standing up blocking on the left tackle. First down and 10 play. Here's a pitch to the left. Patterson trying to get to the edge. He does, and he falls out of bounds. A gain of one there. We've seen that play work a little bit better previously for the Hillsborough Hawks, but DeSoto's defense all over that one.
Yeah, they did a nice job stringing that out to the sideline, allowing those linebackers time to come in and make the play.
53.5 seconds. The clock has stopped in this first half. 16-12, Hillsborough in charge. The Dragons trying to get a stop here and maybe get the ball back. Who knows? Under center, Perez fakes the handoff, pitches it to the right a little bit high. Patterson snags it, charges forward across the 40, following blockers towards the 45, and that's where he's brought down just outside the hash at the 44. And is that enough for a first down? Not sure. Looks like it is. The official is going to blow their whistles and stop the clock. I don't know if it's for a measurement or a timeout from Coach Freeman. Right now we're looking at a gain of 10.
They're going to measure.
So while they look to measure the football here, both teams go to their respective sidelines, huddle up, get a little bit warm on this chilly evening. Of course, dealing with mid-40s for our lows here for this football action. It's going to get down to the mid-30s tonight as they signal him short. So Patterson short by a half yard. It's going to set up a third down and inches. But, yeah, mid-30s, Coach.
Yeah.
A little some frost expected overnight into the early morning hours. So
a little different from a couple weeks ago. It was about 95.
Different from 2 days ago. Different from yesterday, even.
Got to remember here the
Oh, wow, DeSoto late to come out of the timeout. Fans want the Hawks to snap it quickly. They do. Here's a give on the in-around. Watson. Watson gets to the edge near sideline. Has the first down. Cuts it upfield across midfield for the 45-40. Slipping an ankle tackle, 35, and shoved out of bounds near the 30.
Tyler Watson.
A third down and inches play, and Watson got a whole lot more.
I think that caught the DeSoto defense off guard because it was a measurement. The play just started.
Coach Johnson might have a beef about that one. He called the head official over to the sideline to have a word with him. But the first down will stand for Hillsborough. Oh, we got ourselves a flag. Personal foul against the Dragons. So they marked him out of bounds at the 32. And let's see here. 6 plus 18 is 24.
That's what I had.
And the ball will be spotted 10 yards downfield. So first and 10 for Hillsborough. And more whistles coming. Timeout. DeSoto. So the defense needs a little breather here. 17 seconds left in the first half. Hillsborough hanging on to a 16-12 lead, looking to extend it here. Coach, the nice thing for DeSoto in this spot is they really don't have to worry too much about the kicking game. I mean, we haven't seen Mark Moore try an extra point yet. We know he's got the right leg to do so. So maybe they're not concerning themselves with the field goal try because we haven't seen it yet, but
yeah,
maybe Coach Freeman sees this as an opportunity to use it.
Yeah, I would think that that's definitely, he's thinking that that is an option, got that in his back pocket, probably got a couple of plays here, possibly even a pass play. But you got one timeout left, so you got to be careful with what you're doing here if you do want to try to get a kick up.
Be sure to stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll break down the highlights from the first half, and then we'll look at other area scores and then give you our keys to the second half. And that'll take about 25 minutes or so, or however long halftime break is on homecoming. We're not quite sure just how long it's going to be, but we'll, of course, update you on that. Halftime tends to change time-wise when it's homecoming or even senior night. All right, out of the DeSoto timeout, first down and 10 for the Hawks on the Hillsborough, on the DeSoto 20, squatting. Perez drops back to pass towards the corner of the end zone, but no, overthrew his intended target, Tristan Jones. First pass of the evening for the Hillsborough Hawks. And the timing of that one just a little bit off.
I think he had him.
Yeah, he did have him wide open for sure.
Just overshot him a little bit. I like that play call there.
Could see another pass here with 13 seconds and only one timeout left for Coach Freeman and Hillsborough. Again, Jones lines up as a wideout on the near side. I formation for the Hawks. Perez in the squat. Takes the snap. Hands it left side. Patterson up the middle. Run. He's wrapped up after a gain of 3. And Coach Freeman quickly down the sideline to call a timeout. At least I thought. Waiting for the signal from the head ref. And, yes, timeout Hillsborough, and that means they're out of timeout. So let's play situational football here, Coach. 8.9 seconds, third down and 6. What are you doing here?
I'm throwing a pass into the end zone. And if you catch it, you get yourself a touchdown. And if it's incomplete, kick a field goal. Or if you want to throw another pass, you can do whatever you want on that fourth down play if you're not going to kick a field goal. But I think it's a little too risky. We saw that in the Sekman game.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, where you throw something in the middle of the field or even on the sideline because there's no guarantee you're going to get out of bounds.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same situation there. Of course, week 2, we had Sekman Windsor. It was down to the wire. It was 20-19. Sekman was trailing after being up by 13 in the fourth quarter. They tried a pass over the middle, wanted to hurry up, spike it, and get one more playoff. There was a fumble by the official after the receiver gave him the football, and the time ran out, and Sekman lost. All right, 8.9 seconds to go. Perez under center, fakes the handoff right, drops back, throws it downfield, and no, incomplete pass. Thought it was going to be ruled a catch, but no. Right through the wickets, unable to hang on to it was Watson. Had the first down if he had been able to hold on to it.
Yeah, that would have been tough to get another playoff.
But it's going to be fourth down and 6 now. So instead of first and goal and a chance to spike the football, it's fourth down and 6, and we'll see what happens here. Looks like Mark Moore, all-time leading scorer in Hillsborough Hawks boys soccer history, on for the try. Ball at the 16 of DeSoto. Mark it 7 yards back for the hold. So we're looking at a 33-yard try. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. It is through. But we have a flag on the field. time has ticked all the way off here. We're looking at trip zeros on the scoreboard. And at this point, it's 19-12 with the made field goal, but we'll see if it stands.
This could also give them a free play here if they move them forward.
Personal foul against the Dragons. Maybe someone leaping over the center to try to block the ball. It's a 33-yard successful try.
That had lots of extra distance, too.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. There's a reason Mark Moore scored so many goals for Hillsborough.
Right.
Honestly, they're not going to add time back on if you accept the penalty, but it would be an untimed down
right.
if you wanted to go for six. If I were Coach Freeman, I'd decline this and take the field goal. Yeah. So there you go. Mark Moore gets the 3 points right at the end of the first half, and Hillsborough goes up 7. 19-12, your score at the break. We're back in 3 minutes to recap the exciting first half action between Hillsborough and DeSoto on KJO.
The faculty and staff at the DeSoto School District takes this time to congratulate and praise their students and athletes for working hard and for their commitment and dedication to academics and sports. DeSoto is a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association, and they remind all spectators that games are competitive but are also an educational experience for all the players and students. Let's continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all contests.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Fall is here, and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud. Located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. Hometown proud.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the oh yeah for me.
Can you hand me my
Yep. And here are a couple of woot-woots to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. It is halftime of the Hillsborough-DeSoto football matchup here in week 7 of the high school football season. Alongside me for the broadcast tonight, Joe Felker. It is very chilly out here, and it's going to stay that way through the night and into the morning as well. High of about 60 for tomorrow afternoon. Of course, got a couple of places we're going to be at on regional radio tomorrow, and that includes Just Pools and Spas in Arnold from 9 to 11 there. And then from 1 to 3, we're going to be at the fourth annual Main and Mill Brew Fest That's from 1 to 3. We'll be reporting. All the activities start at 2 o'clock. There's going to be a lot of beer being drank tomorrow afternoon for sure. But, again, we'll have reports on KJFF and J98 beginning at 9, going till 11 for Spotober at Just Pools and Spas in Arnold. And then, of course, talking about all the booths you want to talk about and all the fun activities that will be happening at the 4th Annual Main and Mill Brewfest as well. So two very fun events in that Main and Mill Brewfest. Once again, those reports will be from 1 to 3. Again, it is homecoming for the Hillsborough Hawks, and this ball game tonight has lived up to the hype. We've seen some incredible plays, especially from Briar Fisher, quarterback for the DeSoto Dragons, who just continues to impress with his ability. We've seen a guy in Jackson Patterson that just has a motor that just does not stop going. I mean, he's carried the ball at least 25 times tonight, if not more than that. He's up to an even 25. There you go. Coach Felker showing me the stat sheet there. But 25 carries in a half. Just let that sink in for a second. Most guys get 25 carries in a game. Sometimes guys don't even get 20 carries in a game. But Jackson Patterson with 25 first-half carries. That's a Presbyterian Manor stat for you, by the way. This is the Midwest Sports Center halftime show, and we're going to run through the highlights now. Again, the score is 19-12. Hillsborough with the lead. Let's start at the very beginning. DeSoto got the opening kickoff. They had a three and out. First play was a sack on the first drive of the game, and then a pass incompletion. A couple of pass incompletions led to a punt. Well, the Hillsborough Hawks took over at their own 26-yard line. They chewed up a lot of clock, and on the 15th play of the drive, ran it right in. Pitch to left, Patterson. Perez creating a hole, and Jackson Patterson takes it in for six. The QB helping his guy out, as well as the O-line, and with 2:52 to play in the first quarter, Hillsborough on the board on a 5-yard touchdown run by Jackson Patterson. All right, 2-point conversion was good on the give to Tyler Watson, and so Hillsborough taking an 8-0 lead. And then DeSoto got the ball back, of course, as that's how football works. And DeSoto, three plays and a punt, but the returner for the Hillsborough Hawks touched the football, which meant it was a live ball, anyone's ball, and DeSoto jumped on it. I think it was Ethan Rising that got credit for jumping on the football and giving possession to the Dragons. So they punted the football, but a miscue by Hillsborough led to an extra shot for the Dragons, and they would not disappoint. Here's Briar Fisher with his first touchdown pass of the night.
Fires towards the back of the end zone. A bobbling catch is made for six. Briar Fisher, as he likes to do, finds his brother Levi for the touchdown. A 29-yard completion, and the Dragons are on the board.
2-point conversion failed for DeSoto, which gave us a score of 8-6, held the score at 8-6, if you will. And then on the ensuing possession, the Hillsborough Hawks doing what they do best. They kept running the football. Again, another drive of just running it, giving the ball to Jackson Patterson. But they went to someone else for the touchdown run.
As they operate right to left, here's Perez taking the snap, going to the right, has space. He's wide open, spaces for Austin Perez. And he'll scoot right into the end zone. 15-yard touchdown run, Austin Perez.
2-point conversion, good. Jackson Patterson, boy, I'm going to stop doing that at some point tonight, Coach. Jackson Patterson running it in from 3 yards out to complete the 2-point conversion, and that gave Hillsborough a 16-6 lead. But the DeSoto Dragons, time and time again this year, DeSoto has used their passing attack to score points. And it wasn't different this time around. Here's the fifth play of the drive on a 4th down and 9. Coach Johnson going for it, and Briar Fisher making the most of it.
Here's Fisher back to throw. Pressure in his face. Scoots away from it left side. Will take a shot deep down the field. In stride, the catch is made. And that is a touchdown as John White had made the catch and cross the goal line for six. 43-yard touchdown connection. Briar Fisher gets his second one of the night as Whited.
All right, so 16-12 was a score. Failed two-point conversion, so it stayed there. And then we had ourselves a turnover on downs by the Hillsboro Hawks. The Dragons were marching down the field on the sixth play of their fourth drive of the night. They were about 20 yards away from taking the lead, except there was a pass down the middle that was off the fingertips of John Whited, who had scored the previous touchdown. And on the tip drill, Gabriel King must have been paying attention because he was able to intercept it in the end zone for a touchback. Hillsboro, starting at their own 20, had a nice big run on the first play where a face mask penalty then marched him 10 yards back. But it did not deter them from still picking up more yards, driving downfield. And on the sixth play of the drive, Mark Moore got set up for a 33-yard field goal attempt that he was able to make. So 19-12 is the lead for Hillsboro. That field goal coming at the end of the first half. Triple zeros on the scoreboard when that field goal went through the uprights. It was a beautiful kick for the all-time leading goal scorer in soccer history here at Hillsboro High School, Mark Moore, doing the deed there. So 19-12 is your halftime score. When we come back in 3 minutes, we're going to kick it back to the KJO Studios as Charlie Hill is going to have a look at some area scores. As for what's going on in the Cardinals-Washington Nationals game, I've got the update for you right here. After four, it's Washington 1, St. Louis nothing, as they are in game one of the National League Championship Series. So hopefully the fans at Busch are all nice and bundled up and enjoying a good baseball game there. We are enjoying some fantastic football here at Hillsboro High School. It's Hillsboro's homecoming. It's a rivalry match with DeSoto, and we have ourselves a good ball game so far. 19-12, Hillsboro leads at the Midwest Sports Center halftime break. It's to the KJF Studios in 3 minutes with Charlie Hill for a look at your area scores on KJF.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, when it comes to off-road fun or on-the-water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Off-road, we've got it. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am. And then if you want water, we've got Sea-Doo. Off-road fun is where it's at. We've got a lot of neat stuff going on. You can come in and drive the Polaris Razor, compare it to the Can-Am X3. Stop by and see us. No pressure, good family fun. We're located at right next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Hey parents, would you like an evening away from your kids? Hi, this is Laura Borman, Child Care Director at the Jefferson County Family YMCA. On October 12th, we are offering a newly revised Kids Night Out from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. Your child will enjoy swimming, games, crafts, science experiments, and food. If you want a night away, check out our website, visit us on Facebook, or come see us at the Jefferson County Family YMCA Welcome Center. We look forward to having your child as part of our YMCA family.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain, in the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
This is Charlie Hill back in the KJF studio. We're working on getting those scores for you right now. Currently it's 19-12 with the current game going on with Festus and Hillsborough. Hillsborough and DeSoto, what did I say? No. So we're going to come back in just a little bit and we're going to update you on some scores.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
In 1973, Comtree was established to meet a great need through opening a halfway house. The spark of meeting residents' needs continues to reignite in 2019. We've expanded our services to become the mental health safety net of Jefferson County while offering nationally recognized dental care and primary care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Baker's Automotive Service is located on Highway 21 in Hillsboro. If you're needing routine maintenance work on your vehicle or need a little customization, take it to Baker's Automotive Service. They can install new brakes, shocks, clutches, Jasper engine, and Jasper transmission work. Baker's Automotive Service. Expect quality service on all your vehicle repairs. Call for your appointment today. Baker's Automotive Service in Hillsboro, 636-337-5775.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. Hometown proud.
This is Charles Hill back in the KJF studio. Your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, going to have that for you in a second. But for now, the current game that we're doing, which is Hillsboro and DeSoto, we've got it's going to be 19-12 for the current score, which is, you know, it's pretty wacky, isn't it? It's a crazy game I've heard so far. Matt Green was telling me all about it. So for the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, for the other games going on, Jefferson and Grandview. Currently, Jefferson is at 41 and Grandview is at 0. Herculaneum is Herculaneum and Crystal City, of course. That's Herculaneum 39 and Crystal City is 0. And let's see, North County and Windsor. That's going to be North County 26 and Windsor at 7. So we got those scores for you. Looks like that's all the scores we have for right now. But yeah, that was your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. We're going to take a small break and then head on back in.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32 or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the oh yeah for me.
Can you hand me my
Yep, and here are a couple of Rootwits to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, when it comes to off-road fun or on-the-water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Off-road, we've got it. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am. And then if you want water, we've got Sea-Doo. Off-road fun is where it's at. We've got a lot of neat stuff going on. You can come in and drive the Polaris Razor, compare it to the Can-Am X3. Stop by and see us. No pressure, good family fun. We're located at right next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for
higher expectations. Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
Matt Green, we're back with you on AM 1400 KJFF, just in the nick of time to start our third quarter. It's Hillsborough 19 and DeSoto 12 on Hillsborough's homecoming night. King and Queen, of course, announced to the crowd during the break. The band got a little bit of their performance in. Some cheerleaders got their full performance, their full routine in. And now we are ready for the start of the third quarter. Hillsborough receiving on the west end of the field. That means they'll be moving right to left in this third quarter. Let me welcome back in Joe Felker to the call. Coach, Keith, to your second half. We'll get to that here in a second after the kickoff. But DeSoto down by seven. Things have looked good for a lot of this game. Had some pretty exciting plays, but we'll get to Keith here in just a second. It's a little squibbler there along the Hillsborough sideline, picked up by a Hawk as we're shielded by the standing crowd there of Hawks. It looks like that was number 13. Zach Schneider, the upback, who recovered the shortened kickoff by DeSoto's Castile. So it'll be first and 10 for Hillsborough at their own 36-yard line. All right, Coach, how does DeSoto come back and win this one, and how does Hillsborough hang on?
You know, I think we talked at the beginning of the game about the Hawks' ability to control the line and run the football, and they showed that they're more than capable of doing that. So I think they're going to try to continue to do that.
After the kickoff, it's going to be first and 10 for the Hawks. They're on 36-yard line.
All right, so once again, the Hawks get the first possession of the second half. Jackson Patterson with a carry over the left tackle. Scoots forward for about five healthy yards.
I also think it's going to be really important for Hillsborough to see if they can find a way to adjust and contain Briar Fisher both in the air and on the ground. He's shown that he's more than capable of that. So DeSoto's going to rely on him. It's pretty obvious he's their go-to guy.
Second down and about five to go. Hillsborough has it operating right to left on the near hash. Just above the 40. Here's a handoff to John Bennett. John Bennett, his first carry of the night, drags defenders across midfield just to the left of the Hillsborough H at midfield into the 46 of DeSoto for a first down.
That play's good for a Hawks. First down!
Thirteen-yard gain there for John Bennett.
You're waiting for that to happen. That was a very sneaky handoff and a fake pitch there by Perez.
Yeah, a little Statue of Liberty pose by Austin Perez after the give. Offset eye formation for the Hawks on the hill on the DeSoto side. There's a pitch to Patterson, and Patterson kind of ran into his own blocker and stumbled forward for just a yard. Second down and nine play to come. Hillsborough breaking the huddle. Ball just to the left of the Hillsborough H at the 45. It's a big H. It covers a lot of ground. Offset eye formation with Bennett, the block in fullback. Perez under center. Quick little give once again to Bennett. Bennett not 15 yards this time, just a few as he dives over the left guard for gain of three. Last run just like that. Went for 13 yards, I think, is what we wound up saying.
Yeah.
For a first down. This one sets up Hillsborough for a third down and about six. Of course, all first downs this season brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. Hillsborough had quite a few of them in the first half. Two wide for the Hawks. Third down and seven play. Offset eye, pitch to the right. Patterson hurdles a defender, bounces off another, has the first down, 30, and that's where he's brought down. For the first down.
That play's good for a Hawks. First down!
There's the pitch there to Patterson, who once again alertly leaps over a defender right at his feet and then bounces off another one, had the first down on the bounce, and then fell forward for the first for an additional few yards. First and 10 for Hillsborough, just outside the DeSoto 30. Another quick snap and quick handoff to John Bennett, the block in fullback. This time he becomes a runner, and he's slow to get up as he's wrapped up around the ankles. Went right off the middle for a gain of three.
We saw this a little bit in the Festus game, but Hillsborough kind of, I don't think they show all their cards there in the first half, so we didn't see Bennett at all. Now we can use him a little bit in the second half. Caught the Dragons by surprise a couple times here.
Once again, Patterson wearing the noticeable pink socks outside of his football jersey. Here's a pitch to him from Perez. Goes up the middle, now falling sideways towards the right. Back towards the middle of the field, shy of the 20. It's going to be brought down at the 23. It's a gain of about 5 for Patterson. And it brings up third down and about 3 to go. 8.5 to play in the third quarter. It's 19-12, Hillsborough leading the DeSoto Dragons.
We have to make a new line here on our stat sheet. This will be his next carry, will be his 30th carry.
You see why I gave you that gap on the stat sheet? Yep.
That's smart.
Just in case.
154 yards.
Goodness gracious. Early candidate for player of the game for sure. Here's a pitch to him again off his right forearm. He brings it in over the right guard, pushing the pile. Has a first down inside the 20 to the 19. The Hawks once again going to Jackson Patterson on a third down play to pick up the necessary yardage to get a fresh set of downs. And that formula has worked all night long for the Hawks. Under 8 to play in the third quarter. Still a 7-point lead for Hillsborough. DeSoto's defense looking to figure out how to stop the ground game. There were periods in that first half where they did. It made it tough for Hillsborough, but right now the Hawks in control of the football and the clock. Under center Perez, ball in the right hash, far side of the field. Handoff, a no-look handoff to John Bennett, and Bennett over the right guard falls forward for a gain of 2.
Handoff to number 24.
Looks like the ball's at the 17.5-yard line.
Gain of 2 yards.
DeSoto coming into this matchup, 4 wins, 2 losses. They've won 4 straight. As far as Jefferson County is concerned, the hottest team in the area. The Hillsborough Hawks looking to put out the fire, though. And on this cold evening, they're up 7. Looks like they are hungry for more, and looks like they could get some more here. Under center Perez fakes right, pitches left. Patterson dragging the DeSoto defender just outside the near hash as Rector hung on for dear life and eventually brought him down for no gain on the play. That was the 10th play of this drive for the Hawks. We are inching closer to the midway point of the third quarter. Last year, DeSoto ended an 11-game drought to the Hillsborough Hawks, a 14-8 win at home with the game-winning touchdown, a catch to Clayton Snudden. Hillsborough looking to get back in the win column against the Dragons. Under center Perez, once again the pitch to the right. And Jackson Patterson breaks loose.
I think the ball came out.
I beg your pardon, yeah, the ball came out. Thought that was Patterson's getting out of that pileup.
It's Perez that recovered.
So Perez recovers the forwarded fumble. There you go. First down for Hillsborough. Apologies there. I really thought Patterson just was elusive enough to get out of that. But no, he had lost the football. And once again, on his second fumble, the teammate has helped him out. First and goal for Hillsborough, up by 7. Inside of 6 to play in the third quarter. It's on the 8-yard line, far hash. Going right to left, the Hawks. Under center Perez waiting for the snap. Finally gets it. Whistles go. And this one might be going against Hillsborough. Head referee coming out to make the call. It is a delay of game on the Hillsborough Hawks.
Penalty is delay of game against the Hawks.
One of those penalties that Coach Freeman will not be pleased with.
Yeah, no, you don't want to give up those yards there.
But last time they were in this spot on the field, Austin Perez rolled out to his right, had a wide open area, and waltzed right into the end zone. Although this time, the ball's closer to the sideline, so probably not going to be that same play. Here's an offset eye formation. Blocking back is Bennett. Handoff is to Bennett. No, Perez with a keeper. It's Perez with the keeper over the right tackle. He's being stood up and finally brought down for maybe no gain on the play. So second down and goal coming. They're going to call it a 2-yard pickup for Perez. So second down and goal from the 11, it appears. This drive for the Hawks, much like the first scoring drive back in the first quarter where they ran it 15 times for a touchdown. This is play number 13. Second and goal from the 11, two wide on the near side. Here's an option play. Late pitch to Patterson. Patterson going to drag a defender, Brooks, along the hashes towards the 10. And inside the 10, he's brought down to the 9.
I think it's a big third down play here. I could see some kind of misdirection or a reverse or something here. They got him going one direction there. It really looks like that DeSoto defense is leaning on one side of the field.
Well, we know based on Mark Moore's 33-yard field goal at the end of the first half that if Hillsborough doesn't get the touchdown on this third down and goal from the 10, he will probably be picked to put the Hawks up two possessions. There is a little fake handoff to Patterson to the left. Roll out to the right. Perez tries to dump it down to Bennett and leads him a little too far along that DeSoto sideline as the pass falls incomplete. That's going to bring up fourth down and goal from the 10. And here comes Mark Moore with the ball at the 10. We'll mark it 7 yards back for the holder. An additional 10 for the depth of the end zone from the goal line to the back. And so we are looking at a 27-yard try. Ball on the near hash for Mark Moore, the righty. Ready, snap, hold, good. The kick is pushed to the right, no good. Mark Moore misconnects on the 27-yard try, and the score remains the same. 19-12 Hillsborough, 4:01 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30. It's DeSoto ball here on KJF.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
First down and 10 for DeSoto on the missed field goal by Mark Moore. The Dragons take over. It's first down and 10 from their own 20. Here's a stretch play on the run to Cameron Brooks. Gets to the edge outside the hash, and he's brought down after a gain of about 5. Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Joe Felker, my broadcast partner. Again, Hillsborough with an opportunity to go up 10 points, but Mark Moore, the right footer, pushes it to the right. No good field goal. No good on the field goal. And the score is still a 7-point deficit for the Dragons. Here's a fake handoff out of the gun. Fisher will keep it. Loses the football as he makes his way to the 40-yard line. And Hillsborough has a recovery. There is a flag thrown behind the line. Question is it a hold on DeSoto? Yes, it is. That's an easy decline for Coach Freeman and the Hawks. And so they've got the football, Hillsborough. That looked like Gavin Alexander on the recovery.
I think that was...
Or Connor Partney. Thought there was a 9 in there.
Yeah, that was 69.
69.
Hunter Yeager. Right man, right spot. Fell right into his lap there. Good hustle.
I went up a class. Each one. Each guess that I had. The first was a freshman, second a sophomore. Yeager's a junior. So Briar Fisher had the first down and then some, but coughed up the football. And like you said, fell right into the lap of Yeager. Now here's a handoff to Bennett. Bennett using those broad shoulders to muscle his way into the DeSoto defense. Gets about 8 yards on the gain to the near sideline. And I thought there might be a flag thrown downfield. Number 55 for Hillsborough, Zach McNeese, came over and just knocked Ethan Rising on his back. And Rising was 5-6 yards away from the football. And it was almost blindsided, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you don't know if the play's still going on or not, so teach you to block till the whistle.
At the 32-yard line, the Hawks have it on the 7-yard gain. Here's the snap and handoff to Patterson. Patterson has his knees taken out of him as he started out left and then cut back to the right. And he's brought down at the 34. Beg your pardon. 29. It's going to set up a third down and a long one. Blocker lined up left side of the tackle. Blocking fullback in the offset eye is Bennett. The give is to Bennett, and Bennett charges forward over the left guard and dives for an extra half yard and has the first down. The fifth Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down of the third quarter for the Hillsboro Hawks. Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, they move this town. Clock rolling inside of 2 minutes. Hillsboro had it for the first 7:59 of the frame. DeSoto got it back for two plays. A fumble by the quarterback Fisher on a run. And here's Hillsboro, a chance to kill more clock. First down and 10 at the DeSoto 28-yard line. The give is up the middle. Patterson shooting himself out of a cannon there over the left guard. Has a little gap forward to the second level. Finally brought down as he stumbled forward just shy of the 15.
He would have kept his feet there. He might have been able to get all the way in.
Might have. Instead, it's going to be either second and inches or first and 10. A couple of officials discussing something behind the back line of the DeSoto defense. So they are behind the play. We'll see what the discussion or what the call is here. Still a discussion going on this time between the linesman and the head ref. Before it was the linesman and the back judge. Now it's the linesman and the head ref informing him of what just happened. And now we get the word. Personal foul called against DeSoto. So that'll work out for the Hillsboro Hawks. All that time waiting in the cold for the decision.
It's a double personal foul.
Oh, it's a double personal foul. Okay.
I'm guessing it's 55 and 3. The guys
maybe going at it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the ball does not move from the spot. Yes, the penalties do offset. And what do we have here? The first down marker is still lit up, but that is not the case. the far linesman is trying to tell the down marker dude to move down the field. So now everyone's still waiting out in the bitter cold to resume action here. It should be about second down, or it should be first and 10. From the DeSoto 17, and now whistle's coming. Not sure why this is taking such a long time. The Dragons using this time to go to the sideline and get a little breather. So looks like we have a timeout.
You might measure it.
Okay, so an official's timeout.
Nope. DeSoto timeout.
Okay.
Okay, we have an interesting timeout followed by a timeout for the DeSoto Dragons.
Interesting stuff going on here,
yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, this has disrupted the flow of the game quite a bit.
It really did. So it is a first down for Hillsboro on the Dragons' 17-yard line. Although I think the scoreboard says 16. Looking at the chain on the far side, Coach Johnson's talking to the linesman on the far side.
I think they got the ball spotted at the 16 on the field. So,
yeah, it is a 16, so pardon me there. So it's going to be first and 10 for Hillsboro on the DeSoto 16-yard line. 1:35 to play in this third quarter.
That last pickup was 10 yards there for Patterson. Seemed like a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was like 4 minutes ago, almost 5 minutes ago. Hey, T-shirts being tossed into the stands. That'll get the cowbells going. Gotta love the cowbells, especially right in front of the press box. Always a good time. All right. Everyone's gotten about 12 sniffles in at this point as we get ready to resume action here out of the DeSoto timeout. First and 10 for the Hawks. Ball placed on the near hash as they operate right to left, up 19-12. Under center Perez. Handoff to Patterson. Patterson is going to be stood up behind his line and then thrown to the turf by Landon Porter for a loss on the play. Loss of a yard, potentially two for Jackson Patterson, who's got 200 yards on the ground in sight this evening. Second down and, okay, well, the down, Hawks get back to the line of scrimmage. The down marker guy's a little off his game tonight. Here's a handoff, Patterson. Left side of the line, lost the football again. Another scramble for it near the goal line this time. Who's got it? Looks like Patterson recovered it. Did I see that correctly, Coach? They lost the ball?
No, I think he got spun around.
Did he get spun around?
Yeah, I think somebody grabbed him because he looked like he was going to go down, and somebody grabbed him and spun him, and he went back the other way and just picked up more yardage. 13 yards on the pickup.
My apologies. I got a little excited on another potential fumble. Instead, it's first down and goal for Hillsborough. On the DeSoto 3. Do they go to Bennett or Patterson? My guess is Patterson. There it is to Patterson, right side of the line, has the gap over the right guard and into the end zone. Jackson Patterson for a second touchdown run of the night. And the Hawks go up two scores once again, 25-12, the new score on the board. Simple touchdown for the Hillsborough Hawks, and they're back up 13. That comes on a first down and goal play. Now going for two, the Hillsborough Hawks. Under center, Perez. Pitch to the right. Patterson has the edge. Little sidestep from the defender. And he's into the end zone for the two. So 6 points plus 2 points means Hillsborough's up 27-12. With 27 seconds to play in this third quarter. We're back in 1 minute on KJF.
Hey parents, would you like an evening away from your kids? Hi, this is Laura Borman, Child Care Director at the Jefferson County Family YMCA. On October 12th, we are offering a newly revised Kids Night Out from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. Your child will enjoy swimming, games, crafts, science experiments, and food. If you want a night away, check out our website, visit us on Facebook, or come see us at the Jefferson County Family YMCA Welcome Center. We look forward to having your child as part of our YMCA family.
Everybody's going home. Spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Kickoff, Hillsborough right to left. On the bounce, received inside the 10-yard line as number 8 for DeSoto, Matt Kozlowski. Welcome back into the action. Kozlowski making his way along the left side of the field, going left to right, just outside the hash, and he's going to be brought down shy of the 35-yard line. Matt Greenwood with you and Joe Felker alongside me as well. It's 27-12 Hillsborough Hawks with 21.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. A 7-yard touchdown drive for Hillsborough starting at the DeSoto 39 after a fumble by the Dragons. And we'll recap the rest of that Gilster Mary Lee drive recap here in a second. There's a rollout to the left by Briar Fisher coming back to the near side for the wide receiver screen. Rising makes the catch in stride towards the middle of the field. He goes and he's brought down after a gain of 5. DeSoto tried a little misdirection there, and well, the Hillsborough defender stuck with Rising and brought him down after a 5-yard catch, and visibly upset with his missed block was Landon Porter.
Yeah, that was a dangerous pass, too, because Smith was, if he was a step sooner, he would have stepped right in front of that. Go back for a pick six.
That is the end of three after 36 minutes of action. Hillsborough 27, DeSoto 12. It's second down and about four to go. When we come back in 1 minute on KJ.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. we're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Twenty-seven twelve. Hillsboro leads as we begin the fourth quarter. DeSoto taking their shot downfield. Fisher, does he complete it? Still waiting for a signal. And yes, a catch is called for Ethan Rising. It was a second down and six play. DeSoto having it on their own 38-yard line. The pass down the field, sliding catch made by Rising at the Hillsboro 43. And yes, it is a completed pass. Beg your pardon, 42.
20-yard pickup there.
And so that's how DeSoto begins the first quarter with, or the fourth quarter with a first down. Fisher takes a thigh-high snap out of the gun, eludes the defender in the backfield, takes a shot deep downfield into double coverage. Out throws everybody as Rising was down the field, the intended target. That was Rising.
Other than the interception, that was Fisher's first incomplete pass since the very first pass of the game.
There you go. He's done a heck of a job for sure. And DeSoto's going to need him greatly. They're going to survive this one mount a comeback here. DeSoto can win the Mississippi Area Red Conference crown if they're able to come back and win this ball game tonight. Second down and 10 right now for DeSoto on the Hillsboro side. Starting out right now, rolling left, Fisher takes another deep shot downfield along the near sideline, and it's off the fingertips of Rising, incomplete. So Briar Fisher has come Rising's way the last two pass attempts. And the first pass attempt was more fruitful than this one, than this last one. Levi Fisher's going to come off the field for the Dragons. On this third down and 10 play, DeSoto has it. Ball on the far hash as they're on the far side of the field from us. Right to left operating are the Dragons. Third and 10 on the Hillsboro 42. Shoulder high snap to Fisher. Pump fakes. Eludes the rush in the backfield. To the right. Keeps it to the sideline. To the 35. And out of bounds. Right around the first down marker. And Fisher's got a first down for the Dragons. Able to improvise. Briar Fisher had a man in his face 2 seconds after he took the snap. Little sidestep action and then ran it to the boundary and got the first down and a timeout by the Hillsboro defense. 11-18 to play in the fourth quarter. It's the Hawks 27, the Dragons 12. We're back in 30 on KJO.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
My name is John Fasanello, and I'm a running back for the Windsor Owls.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF, 11-18 to play in the fourth quarter. Hillsboro 27, DeSoto 12. It's first down and 10 for the Dragons on the Hawks 31-yard line. I've mentioned it a couple of times now. DeSoto has a chance to win the Mississippi Area Red Conference with a win here tonight over the Hillsboro Hawks. Last time DeSoto won it, it was just the Jefferson County Conference. That was back in 2010. On that 2010 team was another quarterback that could throw the football in Donald Haas, who had over 1,200 passing yards. Briar Fisher could get to that will get to that mark at some point this season. Except there, Fisher's going to be driven backwards a good 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage after a shotgun snap. Hillsboro right in his face immediately. And they just kept driving him back until the officials blew the whistle, and we'll see where they stop forward progress. They're going to stop it back at the 40. The pile that was driving Fisher back wound up back at midfield.
Yeah, there was about four or five of them there.
So a sack and a loss of 10 there. Ball's at the 40. They need to get to the Hillsboro 21. So, beg your pardon, that's a loss of 9. Here's Fisher once again. And whistles go before the snap. What do we have here? Delay a game on the Dragons. Okay. Took a little too long to get back to the huddle and get the snap off. Still plenty of time, Coach Felker, for DeSoto to come back here. They just need a touchdown on this drive, but second down and 24, things looking a little bleak for them.
Yeah, I think that they've kind of shown what they're going to do offensively, so the Hawks are trying to make adjustments to that.
Three wide near side, operating right to left are the Dragons. Here comes the rush. And a sack once again on Fisher. Hello, number 55 for Hillsboro, Zach McNeese. There comes a flag flying, though. And it's holding called against the Dragons. And if you're Coach Freeman, you'd decline this one easily. Second down and 24. The sack would make it a third down and about 31.
Yeah.
But if he accepts a penalty, it'll be second down and 34.
Yeah, I'd decline this, but I was wrong earlier, so.
Yeah. So holding is the official call on the Dragons, and yes, it is declined. So third down and 31 coming up. We'll see if Briar Fisher has a trick up his sleeve as he has been sacked back-to-back plays. The last one going to Zach McNeese. I will say this, Hillsboro's gotten a good push with their front four all night long. Fisher's had to improvise every single play, just about. Here we go, third down and eternity. Fisher, three-step drop, throws his body into the throw. The righty is going to deliver one too deep down that far sideline. Intended target was Ethan Rising. It falls incomplete, 5 yards over his head, and that brings up fourth down and 31. And Coach Johnson has no choice but to keep Briar Fisher out there to punt the ball back to the Hawks. So that means the DeSoto defense is going to be in hack mode. Throw your fist on top of the football, try to punch it out. It's a high snap, leaping grab there by Fisher. He'll pooch it down the far sideline, end over end kick, and it will roll simply out of bounds around the 25. Well, Coach, anytime we come into a game that features the Hillsboro Hawks off of a loss, they say to heck with losing.
Right.
We want to win some games.
Yeah.
Well, here they are in control of this one, up 27-12 with under 10 to play.
Yeah, they've executed their game plan just like they wanted to. Been impressed with the running game, obviously. Just done a great job. So this is their time right here. There's 10 minutes left on the clock. This is a time you want to execute one of those long drives. Have seen rushes all night, but for sure we're going to see them now.
Before this first snap, I want to thank DeSoto School District and Baker's Automotive in Hillsboro for sponsoring tonight's broadcast. First and 10 for the Hawks. They've got the football now, moving left to right. Looks like the ball got loose on the handoff to Patterson, and he's able to recover it for a loss on the play.
I think Perez was saying that was his fault, maybe a bad exchange or pitch.
They're going to actually give him 2 inches. So a 2-inch run there for Patterson. This is all about killing the clock, forcing DeSoto to use their two remaining timeouts at some point. That's what Coach Johnson's going to be focusing on right here, as well as hoping his defense can punch the ball out. Here's a pitch to the right, to the near side. Patterson with a gap across the 35-40. Runs into a defender at the 45 near midfield and dragged out of bounds on the hill on the DeSoto side. And Jackson Patterson shaking his head back and forth like saying, I'm a bad man. And he is. First down for the Hawks. Gain of 30 there for Jackson Patterson. And he is over the 200 mark. 218 total for Jackson Patterson, the freshman tailback for the Hillsboro Hawks. Now whistles go as the Hawks approach the football. It's at the 46 of DeSoto.
Looks like Patterson's getting a break here.
Good. He deserves one for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Offset eye formation for the Hawks. Ball in the near hash, moving left to right. Bennett the block in fullback. Instead, they're going to pitch it to the right side. And number 8, Dominic Crady, gets ahead of steam. Is tripped up around the 40 of DeSoto and falls down at the 38 of the Dragons. Nice gain there for Dominic Crady, a pickup of 8.
We saw him with some really nice runs at the end of the Festus game.
Yeah, we certainly did.
Yeah.
By the way, Cardinals Nationals update for you. NLCS game 1 at Busch Stadium. Cardinals down 1-0 after 6. That's the last update you'll hear from us. So we want to give our entire attention back to the Hillsboro Hawk DeSoto football game. 8:15 to play. Here's the snap. Handoff Crady. Crady, left hand out, follows his blockers across the 35, has a first down to the DeSoto 33. Two excellent runs by Dominic Crady. And the Hawks are moving it down the field. That's another Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Control the line of scrimmage. Don't turn the ball over. That is the key to Hillsboro's success, and they have followed that formula perfectly tonight.
They have done a great job.
Minus a couple of fumbles there by Patterson, but hey, that's what your teammates are there for, to recover them for you. First down and 10. Ball in between the hashes. Left to right, the Hawks go. Whistles go on the end around to Watson, so they just gave away that play, and this might be an offside on DeSoto. We'll see. Looks like the Hillsboro Hawks are saying it's on them. So, yes, false start on the Hillsboro Hawks. It's okay. It's not going to hurt them at this point. They're up 15 with under 8 to play. That just gives them more yards to kill time with. Okay, one more update from the Nationals-Cardinals game. Annabelle Sanchez has a no-hitter through 6. So that's not good news for the Cardinals. But
trying to jinx it. That's smart.
Yes, exactly what I was doing. Here's a pitch to Dominic Crady, and Crady will drag a couple of Dragon defenders back across the 35 towards the original line of scrimmage. Got about 4 of those 5 yards back, but a flag and a holding penalty on the Hillsboro Hawks. That'll move them back even more. And like I said, this just gives them more yards to use to chew up clock. Maybe Coach Johnson at some point declines these penalties. Probably not. Either way, the clock does stop, though. That can help the Dragons a little bit. .720 remaining in this fourth quarter. Hillsboro looking to improve to 3-4 on the year. The clock winds at the whistle. Ball back towards midfield. It's at the DeSoto 49. Hillsboro in possession. Offset eye formation. Jackson Patterson, high pink socks and all, back onto the pitch. Under center, the QB, Perez. And a sneaky little handoff there to John Bennett, and John Bennett is pushed back. As soon as he got the ball, he was pushed back by Will Rector, number 43. We've said his name quite a bit tonight for the Dragons. It's no gain on the play. Do we have another flag?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, boy. Block in the back, it looks like, on Hillsboro.
Is illegal block against the Hawks.
At what point, Coach Felker, does Chris Johnson say, no, we decline the penalty?
Right. I don't know. That's a good question, because they're going to end up picking up over 100 yards here if they can march this thing all the way back down.
Yeah, for sure. It's
really counterproductive to.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like they're gonna run the ball all four
right.
downs regardless. You're just giving them more yards to
and
keep running them
and
on.
Time. I mean, time is the big thing here. Yards don't really matter.
Exactly. So the holding penalty is gonna take the ball from the DeSoto 49 and push it back to the Hillsboro 41. I beg your pardon, block in the back. By the way, I just realized the sound that I thought was whistles going was actually the scoreboard operator punching the buttons over here. I'm like, man, we're getting a lot of whistles tonight. First down and 36 for the Hillsboro Hawks. Not kidding you. Here's Perez with a rollout to the right. Fakes the pitch. Keeps it himself. Dives over the Dragon defender for maybe a gain of 3. All right, the feet are beginning to numb here, Coach, as it is low 40s right now.
It's chilly.
Of course, we've got the window open. Helps us see better. These heat lamps above us are not actually above you and me. They're above everybody else, though. So we're both in it. We're both in the thick of the cold. Second down and 33. Handoff left side over the left guard. Goes Crady, it appeared.
I think it was a Bennett.
Is that Bennett?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Beg your pardon there. Crady looked like he was about to trot onto the field just now and gets called back. Looks like Coach Johnson maybe wanting a timeout here.
Timeout.
Yes. So, that second down and 33 play results in maybe a gain of one. Nope, four. Beg your pardon. So, third and 29, but Coach Johnson using one of his two remaining timeouts. And I got a feeling that after this third down play, if Hillsborough doesn't get 29 yards for the first down, Coach Johnson's going to use his final timeout.
Well, and if you're Coach Johnson here, you're talking about the fact the ball's probably going to be thrown. If they're going to go for the first down, it's going to be in the air, making sure that doesn't happen so that you can force them to punt, get the ball back, and then give yourself a chance here.
We are dealing with 39 degrees and a clear sky tonight at Hillsborough. That's a Doe Run Company weather update for you. Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. 6:06 remaining in the fourth quarter. Hillsborough 27, DeSoto 12. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Joe Felker. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show as more T-shirts getting tossed into the crowd from the Hillsborough Hot Cheerleading Squad. So we're going to be hearing woos now from now on for T-shirts and first downs for Hillsboro. Oh, now some little white footballs coming at us too. Here's Perez taking the snap underneath. Starts out right left side, then comes to the near side. Just a little head fake there. Gets to the edge and wrapped up just across midfield at the DeSoto 46. And to gain a 6 yards, and on that third down and 29 play, 6 yards is not enough. It'll be fourth and 23, but more time will come off the clock unless Coach Johnson uses his last timeout.
Yep, I think he did.
All right, so there you go. Coach Johnson has used his third and final timeout. Let's take a break. It's 27-12, Hillsborough on top of DeSoto, fourth and 22 when we come back.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Out of the timeout call by the Dragons, Hillsborough going to be forced to punt the football away with 5:56 left in the fourth quarter. It's 27-12, Hawks on top. Lined up on his side of the field is the punter for Hillsborough. Here comes the on rush by DeSoto. They do not get to the ball in time. End over and kick that bounces inside the 25. And at the 24, 26-yard line, it is down. And by the way, that punter is Austin Perez. So he punts the ball and he plays quarterback and he returns punts as well and kickoffs. So 9 seconds come off the clock there on that punt. Winds up being looks like a 22-yard punt there by Austin Perez. So no timeouts for the Dragons.
Still a lot of time left, though.
Yep, down 27-12. It's first and 10 at the Dragon, 24-yard line. Fisher takes the thigh-high snap, rolls to the right towards the DeSoto sideline, stops on a dime, takes a shot deep downfield on the double move, unable to connect to Ethan Rising as a man on the sidelines makes the catch, and that does not count. And that's going to bring up second down and 10. Bigger pardon, that was number 8, Matt Kozlowski. That was the intended target there. You know, Coach, ever since we saw Levi Fisher make a touchdown catch to put DeSoto on the board in the first quarter. We have not really seen him on the field to play.
Right.
Wonder if he's hurt. That is Briar Fisher's brother and his favorite target this year. Here's Fisher rolling to the right. No one open downfield, so he stutter steps over the defender. Takes it upfield across the 25-30 and towards the 32 before finally being knocked down. He is really good at improvising, that is for sure. It's going to be a third down and about three or four coming up for DeSoto. And what do we have here?
We might have an injury.
Yeah, it looks like we do have an injury. Can't really speculate who it is because don't see anybody limping around. But third down in about four, I guess. As the clock has stopped and because of the injured player, everyone going to the sidelines for a quick word with their coaches. DeSoto's going to have a third down and three, so the down marker dude keeps moving back and forth. And thought it was third and three initially, and that is going to hold true. So third down and three for DeSoto at their own 32-yard line. They need to get to the 34. And I guess the ball's between the 31 and 32, so it's about 2.5 yards. Ball on the far hash as DeSoto is operating right to left in this fourth quarter. They're down to 8 seconds on the play clock. Here's Fisher surveying his receivers. Two on the near side, one on the far side. Fisher with a quarterback keeper loses the football off his right hip. And what do we have? A recovery by the Hillsborough Hawks. Yes, we do. Number 75 for Hillsborough possibly has secured the victory for the Hillsborough Hawks. Aaron Brody, the senior D tackle, with the fumble recovery. And the Hawks will take over in enemy territory. Fisher was trying to tuck it and run as he tried to bring the ball underneath his armpit. He lost it, and it was recovered by Brody. By the way, for DeSoto in this second half, they have had two fumbles now and a punt, and that's it. Now taking over are the Hawks. Here's a run for Dominic Crady, tripped up as he gets to the edge and tumbles forward towards the DeSoto 23-yard line.
And Brody just came back from a broken foot. This might be his first action of the year, so good for him.
Little inside information there from Coach Felker.
Just talking to him the other day. He was over at the junior high doing some A-plus tutoring. So
there you go. His head is in the classroom and in the game. Under center Perez, and the whistles go, and we know what this one is called. Before the snap. So false start on the Hawks. At this point, penalties aren't really hurting them. They're up by 15 with 4.5 to play. DeSoto has no timeouts. Just the right situation for them to simply run the football. So DeSoto is not going to get, doesn't appear they're going to secure the Mississippi Area Red Conference. As a matter of fact, there's going to be two negatives for the DeSoto side. Not only do they not get it, but they're going to have to share it with the Hillsborough Hawks. So 27-12, Hillsborough in the lead. Under center Perez, pitches left, Crady. Cuts back towards the right. Approaches the 25, brought down right about there. Gain of about two. It's going to bring up third down and six. Two fumbles and a punt in the second half, Coach Felker. That's what the DeSoto offense has been held to. That is something else.
But hats off to the Hillsborough defense. They just made a lot of really good adjustments in the second half.
Not only that, but credit the Hillsborough offense as well for taking 8 minutes off the clock, scraping that right down to the four-minute mark in the third quarter, and then not only that, but sticking it in. Oh, no, that was a missed field goal drive. But anyway, either way, they chewed up a lot of clock with a lead as well. Here's the pitch to the right. Crady trying to get to the edge. Now cuts it back towards the hashes. Charges forward and is going to be brought down inside the 25 at the DeSoto 23-yard line. That's a gain of about three. That's going to bring up fourth down and three to go. Ball at the, ball at the 22, and they need to get to the DeSoto 19 to pick up another first down. And if they do that, they're just a few more plays away from winning their third game of the season. Under center, Perez. Blocking back is Bennett. Tailback is Crady. Snap, Perez. Hand off, Crady. Blitzes up the middle. Crady bounces off a defender at the five and is tackled shy of the goal line. Here comes a flag flying in near Ethan Rising, the guy that made the tackle. And we'll see what the call is here, but Crady almost snuck his way into the end zone there. There's been a little bit of chippiness here tonight. You'd expect that. These guys are neighbors. So big rivalry here in Jefferson County. Personal foul is going to be a face mask on the Dragons. So a spot foul.
Penalty is face mask.
I don't know where the penalty was. It looks like it was at the four. So yeah, it's going to be first down and goal from the two. With 2:31 to play, the Hawks looking to score one more time. Under center, Perez. Slight pitch left. Crady takes it and then stumbles to the turf and will not get in. No gain. I think he and Perez kind of tangled their legs up a little bit.
And it might have been a DeSoto defender in the backfield, too.
Clock rolling towards the two-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Hillsborough's going to improve to 3-4 here. DeSoto's four-game winning streak is going to come to an end at the hands of the Hillsborough Hawks. With this win, they will now own the tiebreaker over the Dragons for the district standings, and that's big news we'll address during postgame as well. Under center, Perez, handoff, Crady over the left guard. Is he going to fight his way into the end zone? It looks like he has. No signal, though, and apparently he was stopped just shy of the goal line. He kept fighting and fighting. More Dragons kept piling on. And they eventually brought him down. Third down and goal from inside the one coming for the Hillsborough Hawks. You got to feed Crady here.
Yeah, really. I mean, even a little extra time coming off isn't a big deal to the Hawks.
Perez, the QB, all night long. It's going to be under center again. Just inside the one. Offset eye formation. Handoff to the right. And Crady dropped in the backfield by Will Rector. So Crady, who was a nose and a hair away from six, is now two noses and two hairs away from it. And fourth down and goal coming. And we'll see what the Hawks do here with 40 seconds left in this game and 22 seconds on the play clock. Got some other games on the regional radio airwaves. We'll find out here for you shortly who we're going to, if anyone at all. So fourth down and goal play, and Hillsborough is going to let the play clock trickle all the way down to 1 second and call a timeout. There are now 15.8 seconds on the game clock. It's a fourth and goal from the DeSoto 3. And so if Hillsborough doesn't score here, DeSoto will take over. And I think Coach Johnson has conceded the fact that this game is over. So he'll just probably take a knee or run the ball and get the heck out of here. By the way, just found out that after we wrap this one up, we're going to send you to our J98 game, which is St. Genevieve taking on Fredericktown, 36-28. That score, St. Gen has the advantage. We'll go to that one for its conclusion after we wrap this one up here. 27-12, Hillsborough. They're going to improve, like I said, to 3-4. They now own the tiebreaker on DeSoto in the district standings. Plus, Hillsborough is going to have a share of the conference crown as well. They send the offense back onto the field. Crady is the tailback. Perez, the quarterback, under center. Pitch to the right. Crady slips two tackles in the backfield. Dives for the end zone. And he's going to fall a yard and a half shy. So Hillsborough tried to run the ball up the middle to get the six. They did that twice. Failed to do so. Then they go to the edge. And DeSoto's defense ready for it. And so that fourth down and goal situation falls by the wayside for the Hawks. So they end up going 1-for-3 on fourth down conversions on the evening. DeSoto will take over, and we'll see what Coach Johnson does here with 9 seconds left and his team down by 15. Probably do the safe thing. No reason to put your guys at any unnecessary risk at this point.
Right, agreed.
But you also don't want to take a safety.
Right.
And they're going to take a little knee there. Fisher putting his right knee on the turf just outside the goal line. And there you go. There you go. On homecoming week. In a rivalry matchup. Trying to right the ship. The Hillsborough Hawks sail the victory here. 27-12 over the DeSoto Dragons. And the celebration with cowbells will begin. And will stay strong for a long time. Final score, Hillsborough 27, DeSoto 12. We'll step aside here briefly, and when we come back, we'll wrap this baby up as the Hawks are victorious tonight on Cage Up.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carge Boulevard in Farmington.
In 1973, Comtree was established to meet a great need through opening a halfway house. The spark of meeting residents' needs continues to reignite in 2019. We've expanded our services to become the mental health safety net of Jefferson County while offering nationally recognized dental care and primary care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre du Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
The faculty and staff at the DeSoto School District takes this time to congratulate and praise their students and athletes for working hard and for their commitment and dedication to academics and sports. DeSoto is a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association, and they remind all spectators that games are competitive, but are also an educational experience for all the players and students. Let's continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all contests.
Matt Greenwood here with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. Joe Felker, my broadcast partner this evening. We have a final score for you. Hillsborough 27 and DeSoto 12 on homecoming night. The Hawks get the job done. Couple of things to make note of. DeSoto's four-game winning streak is over. The possibility of winning the conference for the first time since 2010. It's gone under a name change, but still, DeSoto without a conference title since 2010. It will stay that way for at least another year. The Hillsborough Hawks, however, get their second share of the conference crown in the last 3 years. Third conference title altogether out of the last 4 years, if that makes any sense to you. So those are a couple of things of note as for the particulars surrounding the surrounding this game here tonight. Also, Hillsborough is going to move up in the district standings. They were only 7 points behind the DeSoto Dragons, as DeSoto was third and Hillsborough was sixth. And so with this, Hillsborough will move up in the standings with their points. They will probably surpass DeSoto. They also now hold the tiebreaker over DeSoto. If those two teams were to finish one next to the other in the standings at the end of this season, Hillsborough would have the option to flip spots with the Dragons. And so right now, Hillsborough controls their own destiny. They could host a district game if they're able to accumulate enough points to finish top four. And again, with the tiebreaker over DeSoto, that could certainly bode well for them. But of course, with two more weeks to go, this one is up in the air as far as the Class 4 District 1 standings go. Farmington is pretty much a runaway with this group here. Cape Central will probably stay pretty close to them. But after that, 3 through 8, it's sort of a toss-up. But a big win for Hillsborough, not just to get a share of the conference crown, but also to put themselves in a good spot to host a district playoff game in round one. So all-around great performance for the Hillsborough Hawks, 27-12, the final over DeSoto on a very, very chilly evening in Hillsborough. Let's go ahead and wrap this one up, and we're going to first go to Coach Felker with our Presbyterian Manor stats of the game. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Just visit FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. We'll start with Hillsborough and then transition into DeSoto.
Yeah, so the Hawks finished the game with 69 carries for 386 yards, led by Jackson Patterson's 39 carries for 218 yards. 0 for 3 in the air. That was the extent of their offensive stats. And then for the Dragons, 18 carries for 76 yards. In the air, 8 for 13, Briar Fisher, 140 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Fisher was also the leading rusher with 62 yards on 11 carries.
So there you go, the Presbyterian Manor stats of the game. Jackson Patterson, we'll just go ahead and jump right into it, is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. He had 38 carries, you said?
39, yeah.
39 carries for 218 yards.
That is correct.
Goodness gracious. That is a lot of carries and a lot of yards. And he had 2 touchdowns to boot, if I remember correctly,
correct.
And also converted 2 two-point conversions,
correct,
as
yep.
well. So easily our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's of Farmington. By the way, for those new to what that actually entails, that means a free entree for the young man, Jackson Patterson, a freshman that put on a great show tonight for the home crowd. Again, Hillsborough wins this one 27-12. As far as the Serenity Hospice Care play of the game goes, peace of mind when it matters most, SerenityHospiceCare.org. Visit them for more information about Serenity Hospice Care. And our play of the game coach is?
Are you leaving it up to me on this one, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
There wasn't a whole lot of big-time plays that stood out. I guess there's lots of the Jackson Patterson's runs that you could choose from. The Austin
yeah.
Perez run, the 15-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Was a really nice play, and it kind of gave them some momentum back that they had lost. So
yeah, the play call didn't do it justice, but
right.
That was
a play call by Coach Freeman was excellent. I really like that play.
Yeah, that Coach Freeman made a good call there to have essentially a Perez head fake and roll out to
right.
the right, and no one to catch up to him as he got to the boundary and crossed the goal line for 6. So that happened back in the first half, I should say, first quarter, as a matter of fact. That was a 15-yard, or no, it was the second quarter. Sorry, 15-yard touchdown run there early on in the second quarter. So that is your Serenity Hospice Care play of the game, the 15-yard scamper and score for Austin Perez of the Hillsborough Hawks. All right, so during halftime, the band for Hillsborough ran out of time to perform their full routine, and so they pushed it back to afterwards. So right now the fans are enjoying that sound you hear behind us. A great routine that is being put on right now for the Hillsborough Hawk marching band. All right, so final score here again, Hillsborough 27 and DeSoto 12. And we're going to take you to J98's coverage of St. Genevieve and Fredericktown. We send you out to Nick Lewis. But first, before we do, I want to thank Charlie Hill back in the KJF studio, as well as Haley Gross on the highlights, Charlie Hill on the on-off button, Coach Felker, my broadcast partner. I am Matt Greenwood wishing you a great evening. Don't forget about the Home Bulls and Spas End Zone show. But first, once again, we send you to Nick Lewis and J98's St. Genevieve Fredericktown football game. Have a good night.